It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Me and the electric chair look like a Gallagher show. Tarps
up. The guy holding the thing is wearing like a fucking raincoat.
Matt.
Well, I usually wake up the next day, take a big shit, and I'm fine. Well,
that's my recovery period.
Big shit,
big old shit,
big shit.
Sean,
don't get mad at me because you guys are fucking fossils.
Yeah,
fossils.
I'll super kick that bitch through a window if I have to.
And Steve,
you have had meatballs just running down your throat like a fucking just a pack of wild horses. Just stampeding down your throat into your belly.
It reminds me of Beethoven. All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
From up there. T-shirts, I want you to throw on some headphones.
Okay. Alrighty.
T-shirts. You got to fill in for Matt while he's not here.
There you go, right there, laying on the good old table right there. You got some headphones? Let's get you.
Bada bing, bada boom.
You know what? I'll be out.
It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. We are live on CWERadio.com.
.com.
I am Derek. Where's Matt?
Apparently, he is at...
Matt has died of colon cancer. I want to say, send my thoughts and prayers to his family. And this is a very sad day.
Oh, there he is. No, I'm just kidding. He's not here. He's dead. With me as always, Steven.
Yeah.
What?
Ham Tits ass is nice. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
A little callback.
Oh, okay. Throwback.
We got Sean.
Hello.
Rocking an awesome Headbangers t-shirt.
This is brought back for me from Florida.
Wow.
From one Daniel DeMonto.
Ooh.
He's a sweetheart.
And we have Mr. Kevin.
You don't compliment my shirt.
And T-Shizzy, or T-Shizzle.
What up?
Is filling in for Matt until he gets here.
And he's drinking a Fody, folks.
He really is. A Fody. Of what we call, or Kev calls, Bud Heavy.
The Bud Heavy. He's got the Bud Heavy. He's got his leather jacket, his sunglasses, his flat brim Raiders hat. He's fucking ready to party.
He's not on camera, though.
That's all
right. Who the fuck's going to look at him right now? One person.
Know. I'm sure the fly lady's somewhere.
Still not in.
Kev, I'm going to compliment your shirt. It's a great shirt.
Thanks.
That one shoulder of lint just brings it all together.
That line, I thought it was dandruff. I didn't want to say anything.
Nah.
Oh, shit.
I don't want to embarrass
you. My dryer did some fucked up shit to my shirt.
It's a great shirt, though.
That's the excuse I've used.
Not mine, though.
I think it's one of those shirts you can get by saying, no, that's the design.
It's the design?
That's the design.
It's just like that jacket I've had for like last year. It's got little white spots all over it, and it's the design, but so many people have just come up to me and like tried to dust it off. And like, oh, you got something on you.
Is it really the designer?
Not on the shirt, but on the jacket I have.
Oh, on the jacket, yeah. Oh, yeah, you wore it last week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I just thought you were spraying yourself with bleach.
No. That's just stupid.
Why would I do that?
Stupid.
I don't watch a hardcore match.
The worst for black shirts is wearing antiperspirant. Deodorant. Antiperspirant.
The powdery deodorant.
Yes. Yeah. I was all about that for a long time. And now all my black shirts from high school, they have like, it's like cardboard in the armpits just from the powdery deodorant.
See, I don't even, it's not even like a long-term effect. For me with the deodorant, it's just putting it on. I end up with a white streak down the outside of the shirt somehow.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
Yeah.
Got to be careful. Now I only do the gel.
But I think the gel doesn't work for me.
I think it's because I put my shirts on like this. I don't know why.
The gel does not work for me.
It doesn't?
I have to use the, goes unclear, doesn't fade.
I don't know how people use a spray. No. If I see a guy using the spray, I just think
I mean, when I was like 10, that was cool. I was like, oh, awesome. Dunzo.
But then you couldn't have it in school because it was a aerosol.
And I'm killing the ozone, Derek.
Fuck the ozone.
I just hated the spray because it came on really cold.
Yeah, it was very cold.
Yeah.
Give me a nice stick of speed stick and I'm all right.
You know, I just go au naturel.
Ooh. It must be stinky.
Yeah. Pretty bad. That's why I sit over here.
You look like you smell good.
Thank you. You do. You look like you smell like roses.
Wow, really?
I probably
smell like garlic because I had DiGiorno garlic pizza.
And you have garlic flavored scented fucking deodorant too.
Yes.
Turn your fucking microphone back off.
You keep the keep the vampires at bay. I don't want any sparkles on me.
You are safe from vampires.
I am.
Is that the reason you wear the track jacket all the time?
Just
to hold in the stink?
No, I think it's basically the I'm down to whatever fits me.
I'm down to it.
So it's like, well, this is comfortable. I'll wear this every day.
I'm just, okay, can't zipper it.
No.
But I'll leave it unzipped.
Oh, no. Zippering is out of the question.
Kind of become
I
like
can
a
zipper,
cartoon.
But I can't
see if I
exhale.
Can. See if I can.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Oh,
okay,
that already
zipper's
looks bad.
Connected.
Oh.
It's going up.
Ew! Unzipper. Unzipper.
It almost looks like he's got a bulletproof vest on underneath it.
It does make your weight... It does make your waist
look
thinner.
You look stylish, sir.
Do I have a muffin top? A little bit.
Do you know how they say black is slimming?
That's a whole cake.
Not for you, brother. Not for you.
My ass sticks out, too.
You are just a mess.
I am.
Don't ever zip that out again.
Well, you know what it is? The wonderful thing about having ulcerative colitis is when you have a good spell, the food that you eat actually stays in your system. Thus, you gain a lot of weight.
Oh.
So I'm eating like I always do, but instead of just everything going through me, it stays and turns into delicious fat.
Delicious fat.
So,
speaking of delicious fat.
Can you stop with the fucking lights?
Speaking of delicious fat.
Yeah.
Matt is at ShopRite, and he got held up and is late to the show because he was talking to a girl he finds extremely attractive.
Oh, well, that's a good excuse.
By that, do you mean he stopped in the meat section and just started licking hams?
No, he pretty much is talking to a good-looking girl that doesn't care about him.
That or our standards of good-looking are very
no,
different.
No. He is on par with the standards.
This poor girl is trying to find every excuse to like walk away.
She probably thought he worked there. Hi, do you work here?
By good-looking girl, do you mean he is burying his nose in the rotisserie chickens?
Yes.
Mm.
Is he at the deli counter with his hands on the glass and his face pressed against it, breathing heavily?
Yes. Eyeing the egg salad.
Oh, my God. I want to get you.
Just want to pour paprika all over that.
So speaking of pooping.
Okay.
Pooping.
I haven't had gluten for...
How do we go from deli counter to speaking
of
pooping?
Well, because Steve fucking talked over me again and started talking about Matt's stupid situation.
Yeah.
I haven't been eating much carbohydrates, so therefore things are staying in my stomach, which is... I agree. It makes you gain weight. But my poop, I guess of so many years of having super soakers, I was telling Tom earlier.
Yeah.
Now
loose
I have
stools.
I now have stool, like poo.
Solid.
And it hurts.
Yeah.
Solid stool.
Oh, no fun.
Solid if you're pissing stool. Out your ass for a couple of years and then all of a sudden you get an anaconda coming out, it's like giving birth.
It is. I sweat. I'm like, oh.
And your asshole just burns.
Welcome to the cell.
I'm like, Sean, just get through this one. Just get through it. Then you're going to take a picture of it and send it to Derek, Kevin, Matt.
Did you get the picture of my shit the other day with the nice little rat tail on the end of it?
I did.
That wasn't that good.
How awesome was that?
That was like a week and a half ago.
Yeah, but it looked like a mouse.
It did.
With like a pale little tail.
No, a pale little
wasn't
tail.
Wasn't that good? Oh, Derek, I didn't see mine from today. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Well,
oh, this looks like if it was a normal sized turd that got hit by a train.
We should just call this show Cheap Heat. Really. All we do is talk about dumps.
Well, it gets over.
It does. Exactly. That's what I was saying. We'll rename it Cheap Heat.
Why not get Cheap Heat? Anything else you actually have to work for.
Yeah. I know.
And I worked enough today.
Yeah.
Plus, we don't get paid.
We had to help Sean's
we got
mom
paid.
Move.
Yeah.
Oh, how was that, guys?
I'd help that lady move any day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how was she look? How was Mama Ocean's looking today?
She's looking real.
Oh,
good.
She was wearing
she's
nice.
Actually looking tighter than I remember.
Absolutely delicious.
Nice.
Absolutely delicious.
Ripe for the picking. And as Sean put,
recently single.
Oh.
I'm all up in that.
Oh, no. Recently single?
Yeah. And you know what? She's got the master bedroom in the new place. It's nice. It's big. It's palatial.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's room for a bug.
I got the pull out in the living room.
I pointed out the show.
What, you have to pull out in the living room?
He's going to have to.
I'm going to have to.
Because he's sleeping on the couch in the living room.
Are you really?
Yeah.
It's a sofa bed.
It's a sofa bed.
Which anybody who's moved knows just how fun that is to transport.
I love that big bar right in the middle. Just goes right in the small of your back.
And I was lucky because I think me and Steve were putting together the bed frame. And in comes the pull-out couch. And Tom and somebody else were carrying it. Was it you?
No, it was the bean.
Oh.
It was the beaner.
And then I turned to my sister and I just go, oh, I'm so glad I didn't want to carry that. I was thinking
those
the whole
day.
Those
things weigh like 2,000 pounds.
And Tom had to carry it up like 6 stairs, like through guardrail.
I mean,
you got it? Did you get my picture?
Can you put that up on the site?
No.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Sean just sent me a picture of, it's like, what? It looks like you took coffee and shredded wheat and threw it in a toilet. What's wrong with you?
Well, look at it this way. I didn't have gluten for like the past month. Wow. And then today I had 4 slices of pizza and 3 beers.
That'll do it.
And there it goes.
That is gluten city.
I look at Kev, I have a face of fear and just go, too much gluten. Oh boy. And Tom ran to the bathroom. Oh, I better go now then.
And then I brought up the good point too that if Sean decides to whack it, he sleeps in the living room. So he has zero privacy.
How are you gonna do that?
And he has a whole bunch of brothers living upstairs.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. One was auditioning for American Idol out of his bathroom window as we're sitting there. Oh, by the way,
we should tell him
about the little treat we found.
Go for
outside.
It.
Right outside the back door, sitting there below the little stoop that they have in the complex, was a used prophylactic.
Yep. Mm.
Which, for those who don't know, is a condom.
Alongside it, the wrapper.
The wrapper.
Bright gold, big black letters, Magnum. Now, at this point, we didn't know that there was a bunch of brothers living upstairs.
I'm scared.
But it all just kind of came. We were under the assumption that somebody just fucked somebody right outside the back door. But then I realized there's a little balcony upstairs where their apartment is. Somebody made their fucking fun right there and just tossed the evidence. Right.
How are those walls?
Ledge.
Paper thin?
And they're pretty good.
They're pretty, not too bad.
Not too bad.
You couldn't hear American Idol while you were inside. Only outside. Good.
Only outside.
All I know is that Sean took sticks and picked up the condom and then hung it off the tree in his backyard now.
It's my new weather vane.
You're
always going to know where the wind's blowing.
It's a sweet windsock.
You're going to have a collection in a couple of weeks.
I am.
It's still not as good as the dildo we had hanging on our windowsill.
No, I think that takes the cake.
Yeah.
We actually
moved into an apartment and had a dildo just on the windowsill that we couldn't even reach to like knock down.
It was actually like on top of like an air conditioning unit that was under our window, just far enough out of reach.
So he couldn't grab it and use it.
No, I couldn't.
But there was pigeon shit all over it.
Yeah. And there was pigeons basically raising their children next to it.
Did you ever take pictures of that? I wish we did.
No.
It's still there, I'm sure.
I'm sure it is. I don't know how anybody can get to it.
With their butt cheeks.
How did it get there in the first place? How do you master that?
I don't
know.
We were on the second floor of a pretty tall building, so it could have come from any floor.
Was it like standing on an end, or was it just kind of...
No, it was just laying there. Just laying there, chilling out next to the pigeons.
Someone's like, oh shit, he's home. Put it away. Oh, I'm just out the window.
I like to think it came from like the top floor and just had this huge journey just bouncing between the building and the parking garage next to it.
Just ricocheting all the way down.
Just flopping and bending.
Just fucking floppy dildo pong. Back and forth.
Poor thing.
Oh, sounds fun.
So, Clutch just joined the room.
Oh, he did.
Yes. Uh-huh. And
I wonder what he did this weekend.
I'd like to personally thank him for what he did this weekend.
Oh, wait, what was that?
He showed up at our show last night.
Ooh.
Special guest.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The Jigster has entered the room, too. She's been MIA for
years. Seriously.
I would also like to thank Clutch for writing on Twitter how good my wrestling attire is.
Ooh.
He said it was almost as good as mine.
I'd like to thank junior heavyweight champion Nicky Oceans for wearing an Aristocrats Radio t-shirt.
You saw that or you just heard about it?
Oh, I saw it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Oh, sweet.
Exit Bud Heavy Schultz.
So it seems like every time we have a show, you guys had a show the previous day. So let's just get out of the way. How was the show?
Oh, thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it fucking sucked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
beginning to end. It
this
sucked.
Was in Brick?
Brick, New Jersey.
I thought it was great.
The Elks Lodge. I mean, of course, it's a fun show, and it's a building that a lot of people come to. So it was all right. From what I heard, fans' perspective, pretty much every match awful.
Really? Except mine was awesome.
Except the main event.
And my match.
No, you're sucked.
I don't mean to break in here, guys, but Kevin just sent his daily log to my phone. I like how you almost gave it something to lie on.
If you turn it upside down, it's a little S.
It is. It looks like an S. Little? No, it's a huge S. But he makes like a bed of toilet paper for it, so it can like. It looks. It's the most comfortable dump I've ever seen. It's like a baby Jesus.
I like to comfortably welcome my turds into the world.
Exactly.
I like how yours just.
Do you sing that Creed
they're
song?
So gentle and nice. Mine just done.
I have a lot of fiber in my diet.
I need more.
Well, back to the
anyway,
show and
sorry.
Clutch being there. I came out during the entrance, and I couldn't find him. I couldn't spot him in the crowd of black shirts drooling on themselves.
And there sure are a lot of them in Brick.
Yeah. Oh,
so I couldn't decipher Clutch from these black shirts.
They're close to that.
So I had to walk over to my wife and go, is Clutch here? And she's like, yeah, he's over by the register. And there was like a register at a bar or whatever. So I walk over. He doesn't even know like I'm 2 feet from him. So I'm yelling at him for being on Twitter. The guy showed up and paid money to see me wrestle. And he's just tweeting away about his show.
He
probably
didn't see you wrestle. I'm pretty sure he paid to see everybody else wrestle too.
Well, he laughed after my match.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, he didn't stay for Sean.
No,
why
no
does
one does.
Nobody stayed for mine. I gotta start sucking like you. Then people will actually see my matches.
Well, I think it's the mole that scares him away.
I don't know. I don't know if you looked around that audience, but there sure were a lot of Too Rude Dude T-shirts out there.
Oh my god, every show is a sea of Too Rude.
Really? Because it's like fucking pulling an arm out of a pig's ass to get Derek to make my Nicky Ocean shirts.
Sometimes you gotta go into business for yourself. You can't rely on other people, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuck Derek.
Did you buy the shirts already?
You never gave me a price.
You said you were gonna get the shirts.
I said, if I did, how much,
I told you I wouldn't charge you for pressing the shirts. But you got to buy them. I'm going to buy them for you.
Well, no, duh.
They'll buy the shirts and we'll work something out.
Sweet.
Maybe.
I'll blow you.
Clutch response about the show. He laughed his ass off when the guy had to hold onto the ceiling tiles to get his balance. It's a very low ceiling in this building.
Oh, no.
And there are Christmas lights, icicle lights that go in every direction that hang over the ring.
All year long.
Yeah.
They put them up 1 year, and they're like, I'm not taking them down.
He also says, surrounded by black shirts.
Surrounded.
But the one thing that I was also proud of is he tweeted that he is now once again a fan of independent wrestling because of the match. So
because of your match.
Just because of our match.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait.
Not Sean's. He wasn't there for that.
No, he saw me wrestle, though, because I actually caused your win. You're welcome.
Oh, he did see him come out then.
Yes.
He did see you fall over.
I swear to God, you say the fucking
day. He did see you fall over.
Damn it.
You fell?
There okay. Was a, they did no, fuck Kev. I'm going to explain the goddamn
fuck me.
Story.
Fuck me, right?
Kev never puts me over. Oh, see, Jiggy Jim wore a Nicky Ocean shirt. Moving on. So me and my partner come out, and there's a little tiny kid that apparently Kev and Steve couldn't beat, obviously. So we take him, put him over our heads, throw him into the air.
Double press.
And as he comes down, we uppercut him. And I hit him as hard as I could. The one guy would go high, like to the collarbone area, and I would take chest region. I hit him as hard as I could, and I hit him so hard I fell.
Uh-huh.
And then Kev says, oh, no,
From the video perspective, Danny DeManto.
We actually have the video.
The other uppercut-er, E would be the receiver, right?
Yes.
Okay, the other uppercut-er swings his arm up so high and so forceful, it looks like it not only takes the little kid out of the air, but also knocks Sean on his ass.
Fuck off. I'm about to watch it. I'm about to watch it prove you wrong.
Yeah, Derek, if you want to see this disgusting thing, if you could please pull it up on the TV screen.
Oh, fucking Matt's here.
All right.
Fucking Matt's here.
If you can get the viewers to see this too, that'd be great. I don't know if you have that capability.
Well, could you send me the link on the chat or something?
I will. Oh, I can send it to everybody on the chat, can't
I? You can.
Here you go, faggots.
All right, and Matt has
that's yours,
arrived.
Man. Unless you want to grab
a boom. And please put that on the film.
Let's just check out.
Obviously, we're not going to watch the whole match.
Obviously, because it sucks.
But if people want to go to the 12:10 mark, that'd be great.
Play it again.
He's in the chat room right now.
I obviously hit him.
Matt, you're going to want to see this. You're going to want to see this move that was done last night.
Well, I can't click the link.
Where did T Shizzle put all that stuff?
It's right there in the box.
All right.
Well, you can't click the link?
He took the wire out of the
microphone. CWB links are fucking up. Should I tweet the link to you? Would that be easier?
I guess so.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, you try and click it, asshole. Anyway, so I hit him, and Kev just says, nope, Danny did all the work, and I didn't hit him.
Which every time if I were to search for it on YouTube, what would I put?
I'm just going to tweet you
right now. Would put...
Nicky Ocean is a hot beast.
You would put large bulges in tight shorts. Just look that up. Large bulge, tight shorts.
I can hear it going through to your phone. Everybody, Matt's ass on the screen. Ladies and gentlemen, Shock is here.
Gentlemen. Matthew's anus.
But I definitely hit him, and Kev doesn't put me over. But at the same time, I was wearing a www.aristocratsradio.
I put you over for a lot of things.
.com shirt. What?
I put you over.
What was the last time you put me over?
For your well-shapen chin strap.
All right, what should I fast forward to?
12 minutes, 10 seconds.
I put right, you put over. It up on the screen, Derek. I got to see this.
Hey, go back a couple episodes. I put you over for your amazing physique.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
I was not watching.
Laps.
Are you here, Matt?
Laps?
Your ads.
I think so.
Hey, Matt's here, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to say no.
Make it big as you can.
Whoa.
There's little Eddie Franken.
Okay, Matt. Let me know if I hit him.
Who hits him, Matt? Not there.
Not
obviously.
There, obviously.
But watch.
First, I just want to point out also, I felt awesome because it took very little effort to lift this son of a bitch up.
Well, because he is small.
All right, ready, Matt? Who uppercuts him in the face?
You see that? Dane DeMonto hit him so hard it knocked Sean on his ass.
See, he says that happened, but what happened? Hit him.
I must say, Sean, though, you it looked like you meant to do it.
What happened?
What?
It looked like you meant to fall. Because you kind of made a little face when you landed on your ass.
Yeah, because the whole fall. Oh, look at me. Slow mo. Don't fall. Get up.
Can we go back?
Oh yeah, please. I hope the people on the chat room are checking this fucking shit out.
Probably not.
And that is where the promoter said,
"Okay,
get the fuck out of the ring."
Yeah, he says, "Get the fuck out of here."
So the Nigerian nightmares can be here.
Okay, but I'm not saying I hit him the hardest or I hit him in the face. I'm just saying I hit him.
I guess everybody is. Because
I didn't know what to look for when you guys said who uppercut in the face. I saw a double gorilla press.
Don't look at the face. Yeah. Just watch the uppercut. Kev says I didn't hit him.
You did hit him.
Was there supposed to be an uppercut?
You hit him with a pretty solid queef.
You dick. It's a gorilla press throw up double uppercut. It's a European uppercut.
It's going up.
So I hit him as hard as I could and I fell.
They both throw uppercuts and... Okay, Danny had such a great follow through.
He had his fucking jaw. I had his entire body.
Looked like Sean completely missed him.
Exactly.
You're an ass.
Exactly.
Fuck you guys. I'd both get
I agree.
Glaucoma.
Sean completely missed.
Why are we watching this?
Because that was deadly as shit. If you were there, I was on the ground watching. I seen Eddie's eyes roll into the back of his head. He was out cold for at least a second.
He saw the light, and he almost went into it.
You know what was deadly? When I got dropped on my head by Harley Lewis.
You know what was deadly?
Speaking of, can we find out if you banged this ShopRite chick?
Which one?
What happened? Steve says that you're macking it to some
I would have done it right in the produce department if I could.
Yeah. Produce, oh I was right. So you could slip a cucumber up her ass and say your dick because you don't got a dick.
She'd probably rather have my dick.
I don't know. You're fucking kibasi bossy.
Yeah.
Do we know this harlot?
Let's get some dimensions.
You might know her. Dimensions?
Yeah.
She's about 5'2".
Yeah. I'm in.
All right.
About 100 pounds.
I'm out.
If that.
I'm out.
Give it to me.
Too heavy?
Too light.
Really?
I'm out. I like the meat.
It's like Shark Tank.
Go on. I'm still in.
She's
the size of her breasts.
Drop dead gorgeous. Maybe like a big B.
I like big B's.
I know the listener can't see, but can you just, if you were cupping it right now, could you just put your hand out as if you're pantomiming? Like, where would you?
With that? I don't know. I probably could only use like
I
don't a
think I can see his hand in the webcam. Right. It's like that, all viewers.
Right.
Well,
all right.
Maybe.
It's something you could work with. Mm. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely could work with.
Okay. How tight is your puss?
That I don't know yet.
Yeah.
The confidence.
Well.
Oozing off this man.
I mean, it's going to be tight no matter what, you know, for me.
Well, yeah. But,
what yeah. was she wearing?
I couldn't even tell you.
Was that a you have a big dick joke?
That was just, yeah.
Oh. Matt's like, he's got like a fucking Pepsi can in there. Are you
Pepsi
kidding me?
Can.
How about a Coke bottle?
I call it the keg can.
Coke bottle.
Does it get really narrow at the tip like a Coke
yes,
bottle?
It does. Well,
no. Ew, you freaky church steeple pig.
It's church steeple.
It's really thick at the base.
She's one of those girls that you wanna look at her face because that's probably overall her best asset, even though the rest of her is a 10. Their face is like the icing on the cake. Ooh. But you can't look at her because she's that good looking. It's one of those things.
So you had to like look away as if you were looking
into
God's
eyes? I had to like look
eyes.
At her mom constantly.
And is her mom hot?
How's the mom?
Her mom's way 50-something and built like she's 20-something.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And her son's built like Hogan.
Her son is a pretty big fella. He should be in the business.
Yeah, well, Kev knows the son.
I know the son.
Oh, you know one of them.
I know one of them.
Yeah. He works out at our gym.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, the the middle, well, the younger brother?
RD.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So you do know the real...
Yeah, wait. Is that
big one.
Is that downstairs, Steve?
The one who's...
He is a, no, he's up and down.
The one who's our age.
He's an elliptical and Stairmaster guy.
Oh.
But he's not a treadmill guy.
Matt, yeah, what
He's got chicken legs, but a great upper body.
Yeah, that's like 90% of the guys in the gym.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is terribly interesting.
Yeah. It is very interesting. Yeah, that's...
yeah.
We're talking about some guy right now, you know, not the
he's
hot
fucking
sister.
Sexy. He's sexy.
Yeah.
So,
the hot sister.
We'll wrap up your show. Clutch said you fell. Blame it on the icicles.
Yes, they were melting, and there was wetness from the melting icicles, and that's why I fell.
And speaking of hot chicks with nice breasts,
mm-hmm.
last night after the show, we got a couple people together. We went to a local diner, and there was a hip hop fucking battle rap contest going on at the diner. And
first off, I was nervous. A lot of them in one place.
Them? What's them? Hip hoppers?
The hip hoppers. They were there.
Hip hoppers.
Bleed Tags.
They were. Yeah. But I guess they're one of the hostesses from the hip hop contest came out to get a drink or something.
Okay.
She had a 10 for a body and a fucking, out on a scale of 10, she had about a 20 for breasts. They were amazing.
20 for 20?
And then, so what happened was, is our friend Danny seen her and he was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. So Kev's chick was like, hey, come here. So she came over, and when she walked up, the left side of her face was fucking not bad, but the right side of her face was like Reptile from Mortal Kombat.
What?
It was awful.
I said earlier, if her eyeball was any further to the left, she could have listened through her pupil.
It was...
What?
Her eye was like half bloodshot, and it was like the T-Rex in Jurassic Park when he looked at the fucking flashlight.
Okay.
Like, it was so creepy, but it was only the one side of her face, and like her teeth were even fucked up on the one side.
When she was walking over, were your drinks like shaking?
So she was like Two-Face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly like Two-Face.
Harvey Dent walking
Harvey
over.
Dent.
I described
Harvey
it
Dent
as
with 20
when,
breasts.
When she was a baby and she started crowning, the doctor just slugged her in the fucking side of the face.
Wow.
And she grew up with this mess of a face her entire life.
She was the definition of
Picasso.
Good from far, but far from good.
Hmm.
Two blocker?
The epitome, they would say.
I like that.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I'm sorry. Jamie, why don't
you went to school with that chick? And she's hosting hip-hop battle raps?
Man, she made it.
You have to tell me
and
who she
has
was.
A melty face.
Melty
Streets
face.
Is hard.
There was a girl who is roughly our age, a few years younger. And when she was a child, she got hit in the eye with a golf club.
Ouch.
Oh, my God.
So her one eye is like basically like permanently flipped backwards. And every picture she takes.
You will rest in
peace. Well, maybe just like our eye. But... Her hair like covers like hat like the eye, and every picture she takes, she always gets the face to the side, so you can't see the fucked up eye.
Well, good.
She'd actually be gorgeous if it wasn't for the fucked up eye.
Just use like a Sharpie and just draw something on there.
You know what? Sometimes,
she'd wear a patch.
Sometimes you gotta buy your appliances from the scratch and dent. All right.
Yeah.
Not everything has to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It still works.
I would still take her.
Everything's functioning on the inside.
I got a friend at a. He got into a college party, fucking frat party fight with some guy.
Fucking frat
and
fucking
and
fart.
And the guy got my friend in a headlock. So my friend reached up and then just went like second knuckle deep into his eyeball, and it popped like yolk, like fucking egg yolk was pouring out of his fucking.
Did you like
eye
actually
socket.
Witness that?
No.
So I don't necessarily believe that actually happened.
I believe it happened.
I know this. I know the exact story you're talking about.
You just don't
I
like
never
the fat guy.
It.
I know the story. I know the guy who supposedly did it. He's not really known for fabricating stuff, is he?
I don't know.
That's sarcasm.
Is he?
I believe it. Speaking I believe anything that.
Speaking of like weird facial things, Tina Fey, that little scar.
Yes.
Did you hear how that happened?
No.
When she was 5 years old, she was playing in her front yard.
And she got
and
raped.
And some dude.
Raped her.
Stranger walked up to her
Raper.
And sliced her in the face with a knife.
Sweet. For no reason.
No reason.
It would have been cooler if she like got into a fight with a grizzly bear or something.
Yeah.
That would have been funny.
Just a guy runs up and goes, you're going to be successful. Fuck you.
So at least she has a sense of humor about it.
Well, I think it just came out recently because she didn't want to really talk about it because she didn't want people to,
she's a
I guess,
fag.
Feel sorry for her.
Hmm.
But yeah, just randomly. Went up to her, sliced her.
There's people that do that all the time in Asbury.
Okay.
I hate you.
Yes, Jiggy Jen. By the way, hello. I just realized that she said hello.
Oh.
To me. Just to me.
Steve.
Yeah.
Aren't you backing me up here at the clutch comment?
What?
Get up on me here.
That kid does not look like a main eventer.
Wait, where?
Me? Where does it say that? Asshole, there's a giant TV in front of you.
Oh. Not you.
Where does it say this?
Oh,
fell on the icicle.
I promised to BRB. Stay the whole show so some pussy doesn't get mad. Kid doesn't even look like a main eventer.
I think it looks. I think he says he doesn't even look like a mere
main event.
That's what he wrote, but that's what it means.
Oh,
dumbass.
Shorthand.
Gotcha.
Nothing? You got nothing for me?
He's a main eventer, Clutch. He puts it all out there. Even when he doesn't want to be there, he is still better than most.
Even when he whiffs an uppercut,
yeah.
He's still a main eventer.
Even when he whiffs an uppercut, he takes the bump.
Usually when I whiff an uppercut, I get punched.
I put you over.
Street Fighter.
I'm like fucking Dr. Frankenstein here.
I just told you.
I make two creations that become awesome, and they just fucking turn on me.
I just told you your 50% is better than most 100%. What? That's not good enough?
No. Nope, more.
It doesn't get any better. Okay,
you're 25%. 10%, Sean, is better than 90% of 100% of NWS.
Wow.
There you go.
Numbers.
I'll take that. Good. It seems like
You're a young George Clooney.
That's true. I am pretty strapping.
And you're hung like a fucking moose.
That's not true.
You're hung like me.
Now you're just fabricating.
Well, let's wrap up the show and talk about this.
The whole show?
All right. See you next week.
Thanks for having us, Derek.
Your show yesterday.
I won't miss the pay-per-view then tonight.
Talking.
You fag. We're going to go over.
Tonight?
Yeah, we're going over so he doesn't go to that shit.
There is.
Some lady.
I have to go unpack.
Put a picture from the show up.
What?
Uh-huh.
From what show?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, she did.
Some lady?
The wrestling
show. Some lady. I don't know. Some. Whatever. Put up a picture, and in the picture is Steve in the ring and Sean outside wearing an Aristocrats Radio t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
And this woman commented on the picture. This woman, we'll just call her Darlene. Okay?
Dar.
And she put, what the heck is that? Looks like a People of Walmart guy. I'm sitting here LMAO. A guy walking around in his underwear?
Is that you?
Talking about Sean in his
Is that you, Nikki Ocean?
Trunks.
That's me.
And then somebody put, she doesn't understand wrestling somebody pretty much said it's wrestling. And she put, wrestling? Wrestling is held in an arena. That looks like a rec center or senior citizen center. Must be tryout for fun wrestling. Sure doesn't look like any wrestling ring I've ever seen with twinkle lights. LOL.
You know, I can't argue with anything that was said there.
And I put, hey, wow, if Darlene hasn't seen it, it must not exist, right? And then I put a lulz. And then
much like probably a male genitals are to her. Hasn't seen it, doesn't exist.
Oh, it goes on.
Maybe
Kev.
Her own toes.
Kev, it goes on. It goes on.
Let
him go, Kev. It goes on.
The end of the buffet line is probably something she hasn't seen. But you can go ahead. Go ahead.
And then Nikki says, Derek, I'm pretty sure Darlene is one step higher on the totem pole than Jesus.
She is.
That's pretty high.
Not your best comeback, but you know.
She must be.
It's pretty hot.
I was moving, and I still made the goddamn comment.
So then I put, let's throw her off the Chesapeake Bay Bridge and see if she walks on water. And then she put, haha, guys, you have to admit, to the average person, it does look a bit, sissy with the twinkle lights. It's the picture, not the event.
What's the twinkle lights?
There's
the brick building.
Christmas lights in front of...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you can't do anything about that.
Yeah, they have the stupid ice
lights.
They're
fucking installed.
So complain.
Well, that's the picture there.
Yeah.
Look at me, aristocratsradio.com t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me, looking slim and trim and my bulge.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Now, that's a blurry picture. How does she know it's not pyrotechnics?
It's true.
Exactly.
Maybe this is a huge establishment and we're fucking going balls to the wall, setting off some fucking fireworks and shit. She's stupid.
Could very well be.
She's a stupid whore.
Fuck her.
Dar is a whore and a cunt. And I fucking hate her. And I'm going to fight her.
You should.
I'm challenging. I'm laying down the gauntlet right now. Darlene, if you want to do this, I'll put the fucking gloves on.
Well, we're in good company because she also apparently hates Applebee's.
Oh.
Because I looked up some stuff on this woman, and the only other comments that I can see from her are random comments to various Applebee's in her area.
So the Applebee's portion is not big enough.
Exactly.
No.
How did you guess that? How did you guess that, Matt?
Well, first off, that was a fat joke. Second, Applebee's portions are perfectly fine for me.
Yeah.
And I eat a lot in one sitting.
And you eat before you go and then after you go.
No.
Well, she put this one comment on Applebee's main page. Not a fan of the chicken penne pasta. I thought it was bland. My husband said it tasted just like macaroni salad. Yeah, that about sums it up.
So she's a food connoisseur?
Wow.
Yeah,
at Applebee's. Or a food dinosaur, like a brontosaurus.
So she's a food connoisseur and a wrestling connoisseur.
Exactly. If you go to Applebee's and you get the chicken penne pasta, you're not expecting much, no. right? From like a cookie cutter no. restaurant.
You want to know? I got the chicken parm from them once, the chicken parm with whatever, fettuccine or something yeah. like that. It was awesome the first time I got it.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of food. And the second time I got it, it wasn't that good.
Yeah. But you still go back.
Like hit or miss.
Is this yeah. fucking Applebee's?
Like, I know I can always get the quesadilla burger, and it's always going to be phenomenal because yeah. that's something they make for them. That's one of their things.
Oh, they make
and,
it all the time.
You know? I mean, if you go there, you know, get yourself a whole order of mozzarella sticks and a quesadilla burger, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed.
If you go there and get chicken penne pasta, you know, you're playing with fire.
Mm-hmm. Get yourself an app sampler and maybe the...
spin dip.
I always get
yeah.
the app sampler.
Spinach and artichoke dip.
Me
really
and
good.
Kev always split spin dip.
Well, it doesn't stop here.
Uh-oh. Oh,
then...
Boy. Oh, boy. It gets better.
She made a comment to Applebee's Johnstown, which I guess is her local Applebee's, on their fan page.
Okay.
Where is that?
Maryland, I'm guessing.
Dear oh. Applebee's of Johnstown.
She put awful dinner...
Was that Jim Ross?
Awful dinner tonight. Not great service either. Won't be back for a while.
But she will be back.
Do you know why? Have you ever been to Johnstown?
No.
Okay. Now, look, I'm going to keep this as politically correct as possible. There's a large ethnic population.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd
a lot
imagine
of
that the Applebee's employs these ethnics. And this Darlene is a white woman.
I see where you're going.
I think she was upset that her food was served to her by an African American.
So she is also a racist.
She's a
yes.
racist.
I'm going to say that, yes. What a racist.
Darlene, the fucking Dar is a racist.
And it continues.
Oh, my God.
Applebee's responded
to her.
Really? To her post.
Really?
Hi, Darlene. We're sorry to hear you didn't have a pleasant experience. We'd like to discuss this further. Please call us at, and they give the number, and we will speak and ask to speak to the manager. We look forward to speaking with you. And then she responds.
Oh, no.
Back and forth, bro. It's a back and forth.
With a paragraph.
Oh, I got to hear it.
Garbage. No need, Darlene says. I discussed it with the waitress, and I'm not looking for any freebies or coupons. We had the steak with garlic shrimp. The steak was tiny, and the shrimp had no flavor, especially when it came to the garlic, or lack thereof.
Mm. Ooh, she's got wit.
The bruschetta on top with the almonds was awful. 6 bite-sized potatoes on each plate. After I mentioned the dinner to the waitress, she told me it was a Weight Watchers meal.
Yeah, it was.
I'm older and can't always see any notes in tiny print if it was there on the steak page. If I had known it was the diet meal, we would have ordered the 2 for $20 and enjoyed it much more, especially since we paid $3 more per meal for less food that was tasteless.
Is she wow. done?
I bet she could read menus better back in the days when she was happier. You know, when there were segregated water fountains.
What a racist.
This she could bitch. Probably read it better if she didn't eat the menu first.
I bet you she's used to seeing wrestling in the Colosseum.
The
right
Colosseum.
After they were feeding Christians to the lions.
Wow.
That was an old joke.
Old, racist, whore.
So far as I remember, the Weight Watchers portion of the Applebee's menu is its own section.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like all over the place. It's blatantly obvious that
I have a feeling she should have stuck to the Weight Watchers menu anyway.
Well, yeah.
So it was a blessing in disguise for her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, something by the way she types tells me that her fingers are really fat. So she's going to read the sides that she's going to get with the meal. And vegetables do not strike her as the choice of sides.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So she should have known what she was getting. But my favorite part of this whole thread is that Sean plugged the aristocrats.
Yes.
Yeah,
I just
want to
get this picture up because my chest looks pretty decent.
Yeah.
I'm digging the bulge.
I think Steve's package looks pretty good there.
Thanks, brother.
It does. It actually does look like distended, kind of.
Yeah. It kind of looks
but
like
it is an optical illusion.
It kind of looks like you have an average size penis.
You look like you have the penis of one of those people that Darlene doesn't like.
Wow.
Exactly. If I could say Ooh. This.
And I must say, I tried to look up stuff on this Darlene, and she has basically zero...
Friends.
Footprint on the internet.
Other really? Than her affiliation
no
with the clans.
No pictures, which makes me believe she's older, which she admits in her post.
Or
and she also has no picture on her Facebook,
there's
which makes me to believe
point.
She is
yeah. hideous.
That's why I
comment
on the picture.
Hideously,
disgustingly
That's why I comment.
Abhorrent and repulsive.
So Darlene is fat and old.
I don't even like her name.
And a racist.
Allegedly.
I won't use her last name unless, you know.
No, we don't have to give out.
But even her last name just, it screams like.
I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to put it out there. I know her last name. And I'm going to say it.
No, don't say it.
I'm saying it. Darlene McGillicunt.
Wow.
I have a feeling you made that up.
No, look it up on Facebook. You'll find her.
All right, so that's enough of Darlene.
Rec Center.
Those people just annoy me.
She disgusts me.
Center.
I've been to Applebee's plenty of times and I've had a horrible experience.
Actually, the last two times I went, I've seen two different waitresses' nipples. And that was the awesomest experience I've ever had in my life.
Nipples.
You got to tip him better.
That was great.
You're
Sean.
Creepy.
Well, this woman
What's
might have
creepy
seen
creepy about that.
She might have seen nipples, but she probably missed them because she can't even see the fucking Weight Watchers symbol next to her meal.
I bet you Darlene's nipples are tucked under her fat tits and her stomach.
Wow. They actually point in towards her stomach.
Yes.
Not does she have saggy old lady tits, but she's got saggy old lady double tit. The tit that grows underneath the tit. The
bonus tits.
Tit
that grows underneath the tit.
I bet she's got like a front ass too. That bulge that hangs out under the
That's called a bunt.
And she can poop out of it, too.
I just a belly kind of
I always
bunt.
Think people grow something there.
She can poop out of it, too.
I bet her tits smell.
Like I bet that. She smells. And it's probably sticky to the touch.
Well, she is from Ocean City, Maryland.
Just,
so.
Ooh, you're sticky. Gross.
Damn.
I hope she chokes on a soft-shell crab sandwich.
I hope she chokes on her fucking bullet.
I hope she chokes on a black gentleman's large phallus as he rapes her face. Because that's what this
behind
racist,
an Applebee's.
That's
behind
what this,
an Applebee's with a large portion of semen.
Because that's what this alleged racist deserves.
Then she'll get on the website. When I was raped behind your Applebee's, I did not find.
This black gentleman's penis was not as large as most black gentlemen's penises.
You know,
this potatoes were a little small.
Wow.
You know what else? If I had known he was Haitian, I would have gotten two of them.
Haitian. I hate when people put a lot of periods in their posts and text messages.
The ellipses.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
It's an ellipsis.
It's like annoying. They're thinking and going,
yes.
Like you can't just stop texting and think and then like just continue. Dot dot dot.
I knew someone who used
then post more. Dot dot dot. Laugh out loud. Dot dot dot.
I used to know someone who did that, but they did commas instead.
Oh,
I'm like, it's bad enough that you're doing ignorant. The period thing, but you're doing commas.
If someone did that to me, I would just say, don't text me anymore.
I pretty much stopped talking to this person.
Is that why you don't
because
answer my text?
Because of commas?
Yes.
Is that the reason?
So, chameleon.
Nice. Everyone's on board. High five it.
This show just hit a low.
That was nice.
We come and go.
You know what the best part was? I got to look at Steve's screen. And it's like 3 seconds behind, so I got to see our high five again. Awesome.
High five. Epic. And now watching it.
Yes. Sweet.
Hey, look, front row. There's somebody wearing a T-Rex dude's bandana.
Bam.
Nice. Dude, it's a sea of checkered, bro.
Too bad someone wasn't streaming the show. You could have looked, turned around, and saw yourself fall on your ass.
Fuck you, Derek. Oh. I'm okay. So I can see people with shutter shades. Watch.
She's enough. Darlene.
Stupid Darlene.
The Dartar.
I hope you wind up, you know, on the beach behind Kev's new house.
Mm.
Ooh.
The lovely Suicide Sands.
Suicide Sands.
So I pretty much had it timed so that I would get here like right before 7, but yeah. Since I am a local celebrity, apparently, I can't make it out of a supermarket without
local
being stopped
celebrity.
By three people.
Local reference. Local Suicide.
A lot of wrestlers in the news today.
Real wrestlers?
Ooh, like
yeah.
Sabu?
So let's get the wrestling news out of the way. Well, first of all,
Sabu chair throw.
Let's start at the top and work our way down. Hulk Hogan's ex-wife lied about the homosexual allegations.
So he did not
him.
Fuck Brutus Beefcake.
No, she came out and said she was lying about that.
You know what's funny? My mother texted me and asked me if that was true.
Like you knew.
She heard about it. She goes, she's like, Hulk's wife is saying that he slept with Beefcake.
Yeah.
Do you think that's true? I go, I think it's a work.
Yes, it's true. I was there and watching.
My mother was actually upset by that.
Like, oh, my God.
No, but Hulk was circumcised by Brutus's head.
The bleeds are a part of me.
Well, her quote was, when you're mad and you're going through a divorce, you say things you just don't mean. And she goes on to say, Hulkster, I'm sorry. I love you and I always will love you.
Yeah, you know who actually said that?
I smell a comeback.
Her lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I smell a comeback.
I think their whole divorce is a work.
Think so.
I'm pretty sure all of Hollywood is a work. Anything in the media is a work, minus like local stories.
Well, you know, Hulk Hogan was Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
That's right.
Sean just tried to deep throw the microphone.
I was going to burp it and it came out bad. Yeah, it tastes awful right now.
I got half a hard on suicide watching him do it.
Also,
I got a full one.
Scott Hall was in the news twice this month.
Oh, God.
Twice this month?
Did
Well, earlier this month, he was arrested for beating his girlfriend.
Choking her to death. Giving her a razor's edge on the concrete.
You think everybody listening knows Scott Hall?
Scott Hall, Razor Ramon.
After his long run in WCW, has had many documented incidents with the law, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, in and out of rehab, in and out of jail, and this is just furthering the saga that is Scott Hall.
The saga.
It actually mentions in this article that when they arrested him, he required two sets of handcuffs. Didn't think he was that big.
I don't think he's that big. I'm pretty sure he's just that unflexible.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yo, I can't get my arms that close
behind
my back.
Hey, yo, get two pairs.
He isn't the most limber these days. But no, he's like 6'5". He is pretty big.
Well, it says he's billed at 6'7", 287.
That was his
that was his healthy status.
Razor Ramon, like Vince McMahon bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like 6'5", 250.
And he has to scale the fucking stall to get to the toilet.
Well, that was earlier in the month, and today he's got more legal problems. He's being sued for foreclosure. Apparently, he borrowed $75,000
from Sid.
From his mom.
Give him a right hand.
Sid Udy.
From his financer.
Sid Udy.
And
is that a shoot?
What
was it? Really, Sid?
No, but both Sid and Scott Hall were doing. You might even know about it. They were doing a little internet type video thing. Yeah, where they were just kind of like Sid would just like talk to Scott Hall like on camera. It was the weirdest thing.
Yeah, Scott would just film it from his phone and then put it online as Last Call with Scott Hall.
Last Call with Scott Hall.
A little YouTube show.
Hey, yo, this is Scott Hall with Sid here. And Sid just like, you know, I don't really know much about the internet, but...
Where's my red hat?
Where's my red hat?
They're just sitting on a pier talking.
Yeah. Right? Or like in their living room or a hotel. Like they're just BSing.
There's another one you got to check out, or maybe you've seen it, where he's in a wrestling school in Florida and he's just evaluating guys. Mm-mm. But he'll tape the match and then turn the camera on and be like, oh, that sucked.
Yo, that sucked. Yo.
And then at one point, some guy's doing something, and it looked really unsafe. He goes, oh, no, you stop that. I don't ever want to see you do that shit in the ring again. Now do it again.
Sounds like Sylvester Stallone.
That's kind of, yeah.
That's where he's at.
That's what he goes for.
So foreclosure.
Yeah.
I wonder how big his house is.
It's about 6'5", 250.
Yeah.
Well, what's the size of a cell?
I'm
sorry.
Why doesn't he just pawn those Razor Ramon chains he had? Because if something happened to this gold, something going to happen to you. Insert toothpick flick. That's
if right. Someone don't bid on this gold, Chico, something going to happen to me.
So what's up?
Buff Bagwell is breathing and eating on his own after nearly dying in a horrific car crash
on
Monday.
Buff.
Daddy. Dude, he was...
I'm tough. I'm the...
Do you know who liked Buff in the business?
Nobody.
Really?
Nope.
Scott Norton.
He's one of those guys that nobody liked.
His mom was in the biz, and they got along pretty well.
That's right.
They were close enough that she could call out of WWE for
him. Now,
did he ever make it there?
I don't want you to ever call me again to talk about your son. That's legit.
It's a great story. It's a great story. Actually, it's kind of funny. I was listening to another podcast by a few wrestlers who also run a promotion in New Jersey.
How dare you?
And
I hope they're a part of the CWE family.
Well, no, they're not. But they were trying to book a American Males reunion.
Yeah! Why?
That just came from Clutch.
Oh man.
Why would they do that?
Just for nostalgia. They do a lot of shit like that. They booked Shockmaster for their show. They like
Big Fred would do it?
Yeah. They got him to do it. They also had they booked Godfather to be
Papa Shango?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
They were trying to get an American Males reunion and Bagwell wasn't returning their calls and they're like, well, we figured out why. He was in a car accident.
Well, he had a seizure apparently while he was driving and flipped his Jeep.
What kind of Jeep?
Jeep Wrangled.
Jeep Mangled.
Jeep Mangled.
Yeah,
that's what I was going
Jeep
for.
Jeep Mangler.
Jeep mangled.
Well, next time he drives it, maybe it will spontaneously combust like they tend to do.
Maybe.
I really don't like him either. He refused to shake my hand at a show once.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Probably because you didn't look like a kind little Christian boy.
Probably because I didn't look like a wrestler.
It's all right. We're in the same club. I don't look like a man.
We need to go to break or something. We always come back strong in the second part.
I don't.
You're right, so you haven't said a word, and now you're already
trying
to cut
the
hair.
Who the fuck are you coming on here like?
How about
you
contribute?
Yeah, I have been contributing. I said Buck Bagwell rule.
Look at the chat. He's all over it.
Yeah,
go on.
I know, right?
Bro,
spends more time in the chat than he does on the show.
Bro, I wasn't sleeping. I was in the chat.
That's why you wanted five people on the show, so you could not do it. And finally, wrapping up the wrestling news. Sabu rushed to the hospital
last night.
Make sure you do air quotes.
Well, we're not going to wrap up the show because wrap up the wrestling part of the show because we have to talk about the ECW reunion.
Yeah, actually, the Sabu is a great transition there. He was scheduled to be in the main event.
Well, what happened
the
to Sabu?
ECW reunion show.
What happened
here
to
we
Sabu?
Go. We're going to get into what
against
happened.
Wait, what happened to Sabu?
The advertised main event for the ECW reunion show.
Wait, who's Sabu?
Fuck off,
Sabu
Derek.
Is
Terry
a camel jockey.
Terry Brunk.
He is the original Sheik's nephew.
Yes.
Longtime ECW wrestler, short time WWE wrestler, also had a cup of coffee in the World Championship Wrestling in the mid-90s.
Yes, did have a cup of coffee there.
Well, a rep for the event, the ECW reunion, told TMZ that Sabu was found unresponsive in his hotel room yesterday, when the event staff went to his room to pick him up for the show. Management is currently awaiting results from the doctors to find out what actually happened. And somebody from the hotel said he was pretty much drunk off his ass as well.
See, that was the early story. What had come out later was he had a, quote, allergic reaction to his medication.
I think that's what they used in the show, like why they said Sabu wasn't there. Like, I think that was like the work.
That motherfucker OD'd.
They didn't want to say that he was found passed out in his hotel room. So they were like, oh, he had an allergic reaction, so we're getting Two Cold Scorpio to substitute.
I mean, I like Two Cold Scorpio.
You don't want to do that.
I'll break Two Cold Scorpio, Mark.
A small Asian girl did that to me once and gave me a severe neck injury. It's true.
But yeah, Bagwell, I'm pretty sure, will live.
Back to bag. Sabu.
Not so much.
Sabu will go into the heaven of zigzags.
Heavenly Brainbusters.
By all accounts,
nobody caught
if anybody cares about the ECW
reunion. Yeah,
let's
talk about that.
From what I heard, the crowd, which I've heard...
Big crowd.
I heard up to 2,000 and as low as 1,100.
I heard up to 2,400.
I heard completely turned on the show and just shit all over it.
That's unanimous.
There was chance of we want refunds and stuff like that.
And the show.
Oh, my God.
And like, they were like literally throwing tomatoes at Shane Douglas at the end.
Don't talk about him at all. I don't care. Good, bad, or indifferent. He was
it's not
players.
His fault that these guys just can't keep their lives together. You know, it's not his fault. I mean, he should maybe have considered booking more reliable people, but it's not his fault that they were in that disastrous shape.
Well, from what I heard, the best match on the show, which supposedly was the only really good match on the show,
it
was Crowbar, Devin Storm against Jerry Lynn.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
And both are, you know, they're getting up there in age, but they're workhorses, and they're both great guys to anybody who's ever
That's
met them.
Exact words I told Kev when he told me.
Yeah.
I was like,
it doesn't matter who they put on that show. That was going to be the match of the night, even if they didn't have to contend with guys who couldn't walk.
Yeah. I'd like to see the rest of the card. That's all.
Although, I mean, Douglas versus Scorpio couldn't have been that bad, but definitely not going to be as good as.
Huge fan of Douglas.
Jerry.
If I could just bring up a point, Douglas was pushing really hard for this ECW reunion show.
This was all in,
and I find it really ironic that ECW and Douglas' career was springboarded because he threw down the NWA title, citing that it was a dead company.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's trying to keep his name out there by bringing a show with a dead company.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean.
Full circle.
But in that situation, it's like he doesn't have the right to do it anymore. Like, he can't just... He can say, I've got old ECW wrestlers, but he can't call it an ECW show, you know? So it's kind of like a moot point.
Yeah. We have ham wallets, Jen.
I heard a New Jack interview where he kept saying ECW and right after be like, I'm not allowed to say that. Extreme show. Oh, I did it again. I meant extreme show.
By the way, Sean is wearing a Headbangers t-shirt.
Yeah, you missed it. Dan DeMonto. Tidbit real quick.
Tidbit for your tits.
Before Danny went to Florida, we would talk about how we were like big Headbanger marks.
Mm-hmm.
They moved to Florida and see him for like maybe 6 months.
Yeah.
Comes back last week, brings me a Headbanger shirt.
That's awesome.
Love this shirt.
I still think my Public Enemy shirt is better.
I got a little tidbit for you. Yeah, we saw Mosh's penis.
I saw his penis. He's hung, right?
He's
bigger than you.
He uses it.
Well, duh.
He uses a penis pump.
Oh.
I seen some dicks in my day, but boy, howdy, Mosh from the Headbangers.
it's pretty obvious.
Howdy,
I didn't know that then.
I'll tell you during
the
break.
I was 17 years old.
I'll tell you during a break who had the biggest penis I've ever seen.
I'll tell you right now who had the biggest one I saw.
Who?
Kevin Sullivan is fucking hung.
Hey, come on.
I didn't
giant
see him.
Dick.
I didn't see him.
Giant dick.
I saw it too.
He beats Tony Atlas.
What?
I'm telling
you. Is that possible?
You.
Ooh, you know who else got a giant penis? Tino Santana. Giant
that,
dick.
That is confirmed by Derek.
Thank you.
Derek
thank
sucked
you.
It.
Derek.
I was like 16, 17, and he's having a full-on conversation with his dick hanging out right in front of me.
I thought you said with his dick.
He just pulls
like
it right
a puppet.
Up to his face.
He calls it the burrito.
Yeah. It looks like a burrito.
That's what broke my nuts.
Enchilada.
Come on, friend, burrito. Exactly.
Enchilada anaconda.
Fucking chalupa. Chalupa in the poopa.
You know how like awful it is? Like you see all these old washed up, just beat up wrestlers. They have these giant dicks. And I'm like, I'm young, I'm youthful. And I'm like, son of a bitch.
Worst, probably the worst penis to see was King Kong Bundy's. And I saw that one.
When I shave my head, Sean's been calling me Mini Bundy.
You are Baby Bundy.
Oh my
Bundy.
Gosh.
Mini
you
Bundy.
Watch
Baby
one of his
Bundy.
Other
Baby
matches, Bundy. The bandana flies off. He has on a black singlet. I'm like, oh shit, it's Baby Bundy.
Didn't you guys remember the... some show they ran was like Yokozuna's last match with Jake the Snake, and Jake the Snake's running around the ring with the snake between his legs.
Was he running?
Or hobbling around the ring.
The Big Legend show. That
the Big Legend show.
It was on pay-per-view, and it was a total disaster.
It was a flop and a half, just like Jake the Snake.
That Jake promo's been running Botchamania over and over.
It is a disaster.
Where he's just drunk off his ass, and he's trying to do this... famous Jake promo,
yes,
where he's making references to card games because they were in Vegas, mm-hmm. but he's just tripping over his words and just.
And it's really sad because he was such a great promo.
Oh yeah.
There's a Bundy is involved in a match, and there's a guy that comes to the ring with Bundy, who is a Baby Bundy, and the announcers call him Baby Bundy.
Oh, no.
They go, "Who is this guy with King Kong Bundy? Is it his son? He looks just like him, but he's like much smaller." Just like if you took him and shrunk him down, he's still fat and he's got the you know the same exact shaped head, but a baby version of Bundy. So that's where I got the Baby Bundy comment from, and that's why Steve is taking over that role as Baby Bundy.
Fuck you.
Well, yesterday I worked Baby Boogeyman.
He did. He worked the midget Boogeyman,
no.
And Danny DeMento fucking kicked him right in the side of the head.
Whoops. Oh, Sean? Did Sean work that match?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I there?
Oh, sorry. I was just trying to...
So, it's confirmed. I'm pretty sure there's a baby of every wrestler out there. There could be a baby Shock.
There's a baby
I
Oceans.
Doubt it.
Not yet. Thank God.
There's a baby Oceans played by Nikki Oceans.
You are your own baby.
You're a baby.
Would you do a midget version of yourself? Just run out on your knees and...
With the shoes on your knees?
The shoes on your knees. Like,
oh, you dick.
Wow.
He just got ball tapped.
Wow. No, he got
balled,
like knuckled.
He's going to get
ball bag.
I'm going to rip his balls off.
All right, well, let's take a break so Steve can hop across the couch and rip Sean's crotch off.
Dick.
Oh, I'll put a beer on the couch. Jamie Freak.
Ooh. So we'll be right back.
We come back strong.
With some news.
Oh, man.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Yes. Welcome back. It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is a website. We are live on CWERadio.com.
That's right, baby.
CWE. That's right, baby.
Along
we're
with
the TWD.
A bunch of other shows. So please check them out.
It's a CWE radio network, baby. It's
especially Kev's favorite, The Radio Ghost.
Broadcasting under the influence.
Under the influence.
That's right, baby.
I do an awful impression. The Aristocrats.
I can't do it. Nobody
love
can
it.
Do it.
I love it.
I have to hear him a few more times. I think I've only heard him twice.
I love
yeah.
Mighty Oz rocks the fat ass.
Gotta pee.
Rocks the fat ass.
Yeah. Oh! Oh! Oh. Oh.
What is Steve going just on?
The pain is bad, but the violation... Oh, now it hurts.
Now
but
it feels
the violation
good.
Is just...
I just look over and Steve's arm is like...
Steve is fisting Sean's urethra.
Basically.
Wow.
I grabbed ball.
Just grabbed me. Grabbed me.
I owed it to you, brother.
Quick, show me on the me where Steve touched you.
I show him on the me doll. Me doll being you.
First, let me take my pants off.
I got a nice video of Kevin's balls, by the way.
Nice video.
What?
Yeah, we were helping Mama Ocean's move.
Yeah.
And we had the box truck. And, you know, it only fits so many people in the front. So.
Did you see the titty tat?
No, unfortunately. But
in we'll have to wait till summer.
Due time. In
tap
due
for
time.
Tit.
In due time.
You guys are assholes.
Anyway, we decided to do some box truck surfing in the back while Sean drove recklessly.
I drove very recklessly.
And Steve took a little video. And while they had the little center door open, I decided it'd be funny to run at the camera with my testicles exposed.
These things are massive, by the way.
I'll go ahead and put it out there. It's not an uncommon thing for me to take out my testicles.
No.
They're like two of my fists. Yeah. It's just two Sean fists hanging out in Kev's pants.
Yeah.
It's like two fucking melons.
They may be tumors. I don't know.
Maybe one day you and I will get drunk and have a nut off.
Nut off.
It might We're be a three-way dance.
Hey, yeah.
Let's make this a three-way dance.
Three-way pants.
Can I get you guys a beer? Derek, can I get you beer? Matt, beer?
No.
No, thanks.
No, thanks.
Pussies.
The aristocrats nut off.
The aristocrats nut off.
The aristosplats.
Yes.
Anybody know where Hamilton is? Hamilton?
Yeah.
Is that in Jersey?
That's right by my job.
Gloucester County? Gloucester?
Oh, Gloucester.
Gloucester.
Oh, you were in Hamilton, right? Hamilton?
Mm. Southwest of here.
You said Hamilton, right?
Hamilton.
Yeah.
Hamilton.
Off of 195,
right? Hamilton.
Hamilton.
No, I don't know where the fuck that is.
Hamilton.
West, bro. West.
Atlantic County. I guess near...
Yeah.
Okay, down south?
Down south.
Okay, who the fuck cares? What's going on there?
Go west.
Well, there was a fella... I'll just read this. An Atlantic County grand jury on Wednesday decided a township man accused of using a reproduction medieval weapon to attack a utility company employee who was trying to disconnect his electric.
That's awesome.
Used a what?
A medieval weapon. A reproduction of a medieval weapon.
Huh.
Roberto Vasquez, 37, was charged with attempted murder after allegedly... attacking 53-year-old Matthew Pinto III, an Atlantic City Electric employee on February 8th. Vasquez, the owner of the White Horse Ink Tattoo Parlor.
Off the White Horse Pike.
Allegedly. Went after Pinto with what authorities described as a mace-like weapon.
Awesome.
I'll get you with my mace.
Investigators said the accused... owed an outstanding balance of more than $1,200, thanks, Sean, to Atlantic City Electric. The company had disconnected his power before. They added Vasquez restored it himself by cutting a lock and manipulating the electrical meter.
Ballsy. I'll give my own power, man.
So this poor guy went to try to disconnect the electric again, and this tatted Mexican fella came after him with a mace. Allegedly.
I'll miss you, S.A.
With that electric.
Like a chain and ball and chain?
Like a mace, like a giant
ball and chain.
It's the handle with the chain.
Well, there's two kinds. There's the stick with the spiked
ball. I'm picturing
the
spick with
the spick.
Spick.
You racist motherfucker.
You are a Darlene.
You and fucking Darlene should go hand in hand, you racist asshole.
The spick with a ball and chain. So you're saying that Spanish men happen to go to prison a lot.
Well, I was picturing the stick with just the ball on the end with the spikes.
Then there is the handle with the chain and the whatever.
Are they both considered
There's a
mace?
Bunch of different kinds. Yeah. Look it up.
I get to my mace.
Look up, bring up some pictures of mace because I think they look cool.
Mace? You mean Puff Daddy's old buddy?
No. But
it's really hard to watch Machete without the electric.
No.
Oh.
You see how well Derek enunciates stick the second time?
Stick.
That was a little fruity, you know,
this is kind of what I was picturing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's pretty typical.
But there's also what Matt was describing this here.
That's what
that's
I pictured.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the one that you see, like the guy with the mask wearing. And
I'm pretty sure
usually
as
like
he
a big
ran
fat
at
guy
him.
With a mask, almost like an executioner sort of deal.
See, this one with the spiky ball, the chain, and the butt plug on the other end is the one I'm used to.
Butt plug.
Yeah. I see him just running at the electric guy, just swinging it above his head.
See, then there's the triple one that I thought was called a bolo.
Don't you dare turn off
but apparently
my
power. It's not. Apparently, see, there's the triple one down there. Look.
Ba-ba-ba.
See the triple one?
This?
That Trips. One.
Oh.
Yeah, what's that called exactly? Ooh. Any name here?
It's called the Wendy Quest.
No. The flail, also known as the ball and chain.
Was really? I thought that was called, I don't know, marriage.
Waka waka.
Yeah.
I'm married. I'm not dead.
Like a window shop. I just can't buy anything.
Well, I think a bolo is that thing that they threw and would wrap around.
Is that it? Like a whip, kind
of? Yeah, it's also a type of tie.
Yeah. You remember that the joke that we made about the guy with the two penises?
Yes.
The bolo penis? There's the bolo. That's like what a cowboy wears.
Okay. And this is the exact picture that I used for the show.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I'm Billy Bolo.
The bolo whip.
Look at the guy, the fourth picture in.
That one right there? That's from a movie, isn't it?
So, yeah, this guy went after his electrical.
I'm not turning off my power today, man. I knew to keep my refrigerator.
Something happened to my electric. Something going to happen.
What
to
the
you.
Fuck? I can't watch my machete.
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 I have to keep my cervezas cold.
You have to pay your bill.
Looks like there's a machete on the screen.
Machete.
Yeah. Machete.
Oh, my God. It's a stick.
What do you do in your spare time?
It's like a fishing knife.
I chased down the electric.
Oh,
man.
I was looking at the sixth picture in.
Oh.
Is it the cake?
Nope. That bro.
The guy?
Yeah.
The one that Derek said.
He's a stick.
Oh.
Can we clarify that a bolo is a cake, too, apparently?
Yeah, there's a lot of cakes.
It looks
bro.
Like it.
A lot
yeah.
of pictures of cakes.
With a sheep?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A sheep cake?
So anyway.
Steve, get your hand off your dick, they said.
My dick?
Who can see that?
He's protecting it.
Covering it right
You're
now.
You're in a straight on your dick.
I am protecting my dick from Sean's hand.
He is currently playing defense.
Yes.
Exactly.
Cool. 8 equals D.
So, heard any good jokes lately?
No.
Kev's got a great one.
But I bet we're going to.
I don't even remember what the one was.
It's the gay bar joke.
Oh, no. Everybody knows that one.
Apparently, because I blew his punch.
You blew what?
Hey, what's really? The most commonly used pickup line in a gay bar?
What?
Do you come here often? Would you like to come here often? Mm-hmm. Let me clear a spot off for you to sit.
As he brushes off his mouth.
Yes.
Would you mind if I push in your stool?
Mm. Or can I push your stool in
Don't
for
worry,
you?
Don't worry, Kev. I'll pick this one up. What's a pretzel's favorite dance? The twist!
Wow.
Well, from electric being shut off, a 15-year-old boy was upset because his parents had his cell phone shut off. So he did what any 15-year-old would do.
Hit them with a mace.
Attack them with a guess.
Ooh. Attack them with
I'll give you a hint. It's not a mace.
15-year-old. I will say a skateboard.
Skateboard, Sean?
I'm going to say probably like a knife or something.
Steve?
I'm going to go with a yo-yo.
Matt?
Are they dead?
Matt's not playing.
Quick question.
Sledgehammer.
Oh, the game.
It's Triple H. Yeah.
Right?
I'm just going to call this show Wrestling.
What a dick.
Yes.
I
Roxbury, Vermont.
Stop going over minutes, bro.
Causing damage to his parents' home. His name is not being released. He's charged with unlawful mischief.
Unlawful mischief.
Is that all you get for attacking somebody with a fucking sledgehammer?
I guess if you're 15, yeah.
One guy's trying to keep his lights on, and he gets...
He just wanted to watch Telemundo.
He gets attempted murder.
I used to watch Telemundo for TF.
This fucking kid hits his parents with a sledgehammer.
Titty mucho.
What kind of fucked up world do we live in?
I don't know.
Telemundo's pretty awesome, and Univision. There was a game show one time. They made the crab members like take their underwears off, and they had like scientists analyze what was in it.
I feel like when I was younger, all those Spanish stations had the hottest chicks on TV.
They still do.
No, anytime I put it on now, it's just fucking greasy dudes with mustaches.
Well, yeah, but then the hot girls dance around them,
and then Christina.
Speaking of Christina. Mexican television,
she's still around that chick.
Yes.
She still have her bangs cut up and shit.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna put it out there. Mine and Kev's names were on Telemundo.
Telemundo.
Thank you. Really?
Christina.
Well, not our names, but
many more.
Jersey Sword, Luchador, oh, and Outer Space Aliens.
Oh.
Yeah. We were on a very short-lived Lucha Libre yes. TV show.
Yes, that
Put
show.
It this way. We went out. It was in Jamaica, Queens.
Yes.
We went there. We walked to get a sandwich. There was a chalk outline.
On the sidewalk.
On the sidewalk.
Yeah. Just permanent. It's just, if you fall here, you'll be covered.
I was very scared.
And they brought in all this production equipment.
Yeah.
So the ring was like 110 degrees.
What?
Because they had these fucking lighting rigs over it. And it was so hot. It was ridiculous.
Ridiculous. And then we were last. Last.
Dead last.
Yeah, but you only had like main 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we had 6 to 8.
Yeah, but then walking to the ring.
Oh, I heard about this.
The promoter's like, you got 3 minutes, go.
What, you guys got 20?
Get in the ring. No, we were originally supposed to have 6.
Yeah.
So we planned out 6. We went until we had 3. Mm-hmm. But by 2, we were so blown up from the hot lights.
Oh, it was fresh spot. You okay? Yeah, just really blown up.
You know, that happened to me last year. I went to do a show for Hyena, that guy that everybody loves.
Hey, Pizzle.
And it was his like 8th retirement, I think. So I went there, you know, just to go see the show, you know, or I at least planned to, just to see him, you know, say goodbye. And he calls me up like a couple hours before I should have been there, and this was like an hour drive. And he's begging me. He's just like, "We need another guy for this tag match." He's like, "Please, we just, you know, I want you to be part of my last match. I mean it this time. It's my last match. I'm finally retiring." So I'm like, "All right, I'll come. I'll come do the show." So I get there, we plan out this like 15-minute tag match, and then they tell us we have like 10 minutes or whatever. It, you know, so we made sure that we had enough stuff going on. Plan out about 15, we're like, we'll cut out whatever we don't need. Right as they're actually hitting our music, promoter tells us, yeah, you guys got 6 minutes. So we're like, nope. We're like, not happening. We went the full 15. I think we're out there for 17 minutes total. We only had 6 minutes counting intros to be there. Ugh. And they were pissed.
Wow.
But yeah. I didn't give a shit.
Fuck it. That's all I do now.
Could you imagine that, saying that you guys have 6 minutes total and then we're out there for more than 10 minutes over that? They were actually getting ready. Like, the promoter was getting up and getting ready to, like, tell us to get the fuck out of the ring. Like, that's how mad he was. But it was a pretty decent match.
Yeah, fuck it.
So
that's all I do now. I just chose, like, fuck it. It's not even like a 2-word. It's just F-U-G-I-T.
Fug it.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're leaving Brooklyn, when you're going to Long Island, and you see the sign that says, "You are now exiting Brooklyn, forget about it." There's actually a sign that says, "Forget about it."
I would have torn that down.
I want to every time I drive by, because I go to Long Island a lot now.
Actually, I'm just being tough. I would do nothing.
No, I know you wouldn't.
I would just stand there.
I probably wouldn't see it, because I'd probably be going, I got a shit.
I'm going to yell at you from the bathroom.
So speaking of production and high-quality equipment.
Okay, you can't be talking about us.
No.
Oh, I was going to say shit.
But last night, I went to a place called the MLG Arena.
Major League Gaming?
Esports. Major League Gaming.
Mm.
I was invited
to the game
to help the production crew. And it was a pretty solid experience.
Look at you.
They love me. And most of them knew who I was before I got there. I walked in and one guy walked up to me. He's like, "Hey, my name is Carlos." I'm like, "Hi, my name is Matt." And he's like, "You don't need any introduction. I know who you are."
Oh, I know.
Oh.
Literally. Oh, I was like, holy shit. All the Dr. Pepper I want, because it's their
that's their you. That's their your God. Here's Dr.
Oh, I'll
Pepper.
Show you pictures.
The DP.
I'll show you.
Like wine.
I'll show you. I said I'll show you pictures. You can actually show the what's it called? You can show the chat pictures if I give you the link.
We will feed him DP from Cantoners.
In any event, yes, they had the called the Dr. Pepper room with the air quotes,
mm-hmm.
where there's just a bunch of Dr. Pepper logos. There was a glass case that had 2 bottles of Dr. Pepper in it with other
holy Dr. Pepper,
like their MLG brand controller, which is like a controller that you can put the shell of a PlayStation controller on, or the shell of an Xbox controller, and you can use it, I guess, on both systems.
Do they have any T-shirts that say "I'm a Pepper"?
What?
T-shirts that say "I'm a Pepper"?
No, they don't.
Oh,
because it's Dr. Pepper.
Isn't that their thing?
I don't.
I'm a Pepper. Never mind.
I don't know.
The Dr. Pepper T-shirts say "I'm a Pepper."
They do that?
I got it because I thought it said a peeper.
A peeper.
I was told by the jury I had to let everybody know within 5 miles of me.
Well, Jiggy Jen needs to have someone just pour a bucket of Dr. Pepper on her because she says she hates Dr. Pepper.
Who can hate Dr. Pepper?
Apparently, Jiggy Jen.
I actually hated Dr. Pepper before, like when I was a kid, but now, love it.
If Jiggy Jen
it's
hates
awesome.
Dr. Pepper, then I hate Jiggy Jen.
Well, anyway, yes, there was a refrigerator full of Dr. Pepper.
If she hates Dr. Pepper, then she hates Jesus.
It's she goes, it's fucking disgusting.
If she hates Dr. Pepper, she hates puppies.
She's from the Boston
Hold on,
area.
Stretch this out real quick, guys. Talk about Dr. Pepper.
If she hates
Where are you going?
Dr. Pepper, she wants to kill babies. And by that, I mean abortion after the baby's born.
If she hates Dr. Pepper, if she hates Dr. Pepper, then it automatically includes her in the Taliban.
If she hates Dr. Pepper, she flew the plane.
Into?
The towers.
Oh, my God. The radio towers?
If she hates
I
Dr.
Can't top
Pepper,
that.
She sodomizes.
Okay, now I can top this.
Yeah, you're right. I got nothing.
Damn it, because I can't top that one, so I need you to come with something shitty so I can go on top of it.
Yeah, well, that was shitty. It just petered off.
Fuck.
Let's just keep talking, because those two pigs are
I came out of the gate hot, and I just went belly up.
You're like a fucking bartender, just...
I was thinking more like a horse that just drops dead.
Oh, I was thinking a bartender. He starts out good for like the first 10 yards, and then he just turns into the fat kid from Little Giants.
Little Giants.
All I remember is the black kid that couldn't catch. The big 8'8".
And then he glued his hands through his chest.
Yeah.
My favorite part was when he fell down. He just... and he like bumped his pants off his chest. Oh, I love that movie.
It is a great movie.
It really is.
I like the fucking weird kid. Didn't he like the one little weird kid blow a huge snot bubble or something like
yes.
that?
Yes.
Oh my God. That like horrified me.
And
when
somebody
I was
popped
younger.
It. Yeah. Oh, you know what was the best one? The weird kid when he came out wrapped up in foam. He just walked in and he was quack, quack, quack.
And who better to be coaches for a team than Rick Moranis and Ed O'Neill?
Right?
Ed O'Neill's the best at everything.
Fucking Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and Al Bundy.
Done.
Win.
Done.
Fat lady came into the shoe store today.
Woo! Yeah!
No big.
So just for the record, and to make this take this show up a level.
Uh-oh.
Married with Children is the greatest fucking sitcom.
Oh, disagree. God.
Are you fucking serious?
Whoa. What's wrong with that show?
Hold on.
Before we go on, who the fuck are you to say what the best show is?
Can we hear the positive argument first?
Go on.
Steve?
Sorry.
Steven?
Ahead.
Go.
It was fucking funny.
All right. I don't know how you top that, but go ahead. Why wasn't it good, guys?
Derek it just wasn't that funny.
You are a fucking liar.
Do you mean it wasn't that funny when it was on?
It
or
just
it
wasn't that funny
up?
To Derek.
Yes, I purely admit, everybody likes a show but me. It's a complete personal preference. I think the acting was campy. I realized it was done on purpose. A lot of things were over the top. The facial expressions, it was too...
Yeah.
I realized it was supposed to kind of be like that. Mm-hmm. I just didn't like it.
You know what I didn't like? The title.
Title didn't bother me.
Oh, you didn't like the dot, dot, dot.
No.
The
not
ellipsis.
That. Where it's green, and then it turns into...
Slime or whatever?
Yeah, hated it. Huh. Turned it off right after that.
Really?
Done.
They didn't have fucking, what was it, Final Cut Pro back then.
That show...
They had to do what they could.
Just give me the fucking title.
That show almost ruined Frank Sinatra for me. Because every time, it was on right after The Simpsons, watch The Simpsons, I would hear the do-do-do-do-do, whatever, and then bam bam bam. Oh boy, here we go. Turn it off.
I'm going to put it out there, too.
I mean,
The Simpsons. Hated them.
Yeah.
It's not like I would run in the room if somebody was watching it and, like, you know, hit them. But if it was on and there was a remote near me, I would shut it off.
But how much of it have you seen?
Plenty. It was on for a long time. And it was on always either right before or after a show that I watched frequently. So, and I've seen a lot of episodes.
Watch frequently, Parker Lewis?
Can't lose. Yes.
Amazing. But anyway, let's stick to the topic. Married with Children.
Remember the goth chick that played the cello?
Yes.
And every time she played, the room would get dark and smoke would come up.
Anyway. But you said you watched plenty of it.
Oh yeah. And it's still on and I'll
still
see it.
The Steve years week, the Jefferson years.
We're better.
Amazing. Amazing.
Jefferson was better than Steve.
Jefferson became better than Steve eventually.
Eventually.
All I know is that one of the best episodes when Steve came back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hopped in bed.
Wait, hold on.
See, I'm surprised at how much I have seen, because every time I see a rerun,
You know it.
Usually, yeah, I know it. So I have seen a lot of it.
Yeah. Put it out there, Jefferson, great looking guy.
Oh, yeah.
He was better in Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
Wow, but he's a great looking guy.
There was a few Steve comebacks. I remember the one where
there were multiple.
He was pretending to be like a rich dude.
Mm-hmm. And he was getting his shoes shined.
Yeah, and it turned out he was just a limo driver.
Yeah. Like, yes. Oh, is that a town car? He's like, yep. See, I've seen the show.
The one when he showed up and they were in bed. And he was saying
that was the first time he came back.
Yeah, he was like,
with the egg.
If I was still with her, she wouldn't be sleeping right now. And Jefferson's like, she's just resting. She's been on the Tilt-A-Whirl since 4 p.m.
The Tilt-A-Whirl.
Fucking great. But that's when I think he was like an animal control officer or something.
Yeah.
Something
like that. Yeah, he stole the egg from
and he was on the run.
The Wildlife Observatory or something like that.
I didn't think it was that funny.
It was funny because that was life
anyone,
for everybody.
Anyone remember the episode where they're stuck like camping and Al gets, it's like a Ten Commandments kind of knockoff where Al gets the Ten Commandments etched in the
from
fucking
the no
gimmick.
Man thing. Yeah.
And
yeah,
I know which one you're going to say.
But then they all have their fucking Biggins magazines or Victoria's Secrets or whatever. And then he had this and they're like, what are we going to keep the fire going? And they fucking throw the commandment deals.
It was great. Because it was
these
exactly
are your
how
Ten Commandments. It's only nine, Al. These are your nine commandments.
So
it's okay to call Hooters knockers and sometimes snack trees.
So, Kev, is that one of your favorite shows?
Absolutely.
Is it the favorite show?
And going back and watching it now, it absolutely doesn't hold up, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they were trying to push the envelope and be edgy for the time, but compared to now, it's not really that edgy. And no. I do, like, to me now, it does kind of seem a little corny.
Oh, but yeah, it always was.
But, I mean, watching it as a kid, you know, I would watch it with my dad, and I'd be like, oh, I shouldn't be watching this.
This is wild.
They're showing girls almost naked, and this guy's got his hand
in
his
strip club one was fucking great.
And who would have known that? It was created by a black guy and a Jew.
The nudie bar. The
nudie bar.
Where you could stare at a thigh and blacken an eye.
At the nudie bar.
But Kev, wasn't the best.
Where you could stare
best.
At a breast and cave in a chest.
At the nudie bar.
Yeah, you got,
that's
yeah.
good now. Or?
That's the one more. I was gonna do, but it was where you can't touch your breast, but you can cave in a chest.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Okay.
So, but Kev, was it the best?
Instead of continuing the bit, you're gonna correct his part of it
because that's the one I was gonna say.
No, you're wrong. Best sitcom. I don't. I've never been
Married with Children.
I'm just asking you if Married with Children was the
is that
best
your choice,
ever.
Matt?
It is. It is up there.
I think for its time, yeah. Oh, absolutely, it's up there.
I'm saying Steve said it was the best of all time.
It is like one of the better ones where no episodes truly have continuity. Like it doesn't matter what happens episode to episode.
You can watch any episode on its own.
It doesn't matter. But if you watch something like Frasier, there is like a point in the show where you kind of need to know a little bit.
I can't watch it.
I love Frasier. Yeah.
The show is physically too smart for me.
Yeah, I was going to say physically. I was going to say
it is too smart, but the thing is, a lot of the stuff you can get it without actually knowing what they're talking
really?
About.
Really? Because 30 minutes go by and I go, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
What the fuck happened?
I'm with Sean.
It's not that.
I'm with Sean. Not that it's too smart, but just the pacing for me is a little too slow. And I'm not saying that I'm not, you know, I'm into those jokes per minute kind of sitcoms.
It was just
It was just a little too dry for my liking.
Yeah, very dry. Yeah,
and by jokes per minute, Jiggy Jen just said Friends is the best show.
Oh,
not at all.
Actually, Friends is not the best show, but I like Friends.
No, Friends is okay.
I look like Ross.
There are so many forced jokes and like just put over the top with canned laughter and Friends. Yeah. It's so bad.
I gotta say that Seinfeld is completely overrated. I hated it, and every fucking reel should be burned in a Holocaust.
There should
be a Holocaust of reels of Seinfeld.
Do not agree.
There are so many quips from Seinfeld that I still use.
Yeah,
and it's like
Seinfeld was
somebody
gay.
Can make
you
that reference, and you
just
know
very
what they're
quotable.
First off, if you minus one character, the show is gone.
And
it doesn't
who?
Matter because
most people think that Kramer. Jerry. Most people think that Jerry's the worst one of all of them.
No, he's the worst comic in real life.
Well, okay.
but
why do people ride buses?
The thing is,
why do people watch my show?
It's kind of been proven over time because they've all got their own shows. It was the dynamic of the characters together that is what made it work.
Oh, absolutely.
And though Jerry wasn't the funniest one on the show. He was the one that kind of, you know, he was the glue.
He was the foundation.
He held it together,
He was the glue, yeah.
And then it was just everyone.
Nucleus.
It was just everyone's idiosyncrasies beyond that.
Idiosyncratic.
Yeah.
The idiosyncratic.
You know what we have to get to? Sean.
Hi.
What is your favorite sitcom of all time?
I don't have a favorite of all time, but I'm going to go against
Disney
you.
Disney on Ice.
I'm going to go against you and say Seinfeld was pretty funny.
Cars.
Cars. Cars.
Buzz Lightyear, the TV show.
Toy Story 3.
Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers.
The Chipettes.
Darkwing Duck, does that count as a sitcom?
Darkwing Duck ruled, by the way.
It was good.
Anyway, back to the Seinfeld thing. Because there was situations in that show where you literally have at times thought that. Like there was a black and white cookie episode. You ever see that?
Yes.
I've seen.
And you can't eat the white
3 minutes
side.
3 minutes total of Seinfeld.
You do have to eat.
You have a good ratio.
I always eat the white side
it's
first.
It's got to be a good ratio.
And I have gotten sick that from
was,
eating a black and white cookie.
Yes.
That was one of the first episodes I ever saw. And I'm like, I'm in. All
right. Well, really? About black and white cookies, I have to eat the bite-sized ones. The big ones I can't handle.
Damn.
Goddamn faggot.
The only black and white cookie I can eat is from Dixie Lee Bakery in Kingsburg, New Jersey.
Really?
Local reference. Because their black isn't like black. It's like chocolate. Chocolate. Yeah. Which is really good.
You're like the Seinfeld car commercial. Your black can't be that black.
That's right. I like it brown.
I'm going to put it out there. Dixie Call Lee back. Bakery is the best bakery I've ever been to.
Oh, yeah.
It is great.
The best.
Now, I need to backtrack while we're still talking about sitcoms. And I'll go to you, Derek, because I saw you get a little pop out of this. Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
Yeah. Love it.
I would say on the lesser known side, but it was definitely an entertaining show.
I have not watched that show in years.
Bless you. Thank you.
That is one of the shows where I'd be afraid to watch it now.
Yeah.
Because I'd be afraid that it wouldn't hold
up.
Yeah, and you're wrong, because the entire first season is on YouTube, and I watched it while having a slow day at work, a really slow day, because I got the entire first season banged out.
Wow.
And I still love it.
Well, I'm going to have to check it out now.
I still see Roseanne. Gigi Jen mentioned Roseanne. You still see Roseanne.
Roseanne was great.
Nick. Yep.
Very funny.
Don't like it.
And it's still
you liked it,
is watchable.
Didn't like it when they hit the lottery and became rich.
Yeah, that last season. I can't watch that whole last season.
I actually teared up when John Goodman died.
Really? Because I grew up and I was like, oh my God, John Goodman's the coolest dad ever.
Yeah. I would love to have
He's
him
funny
as a dad.
But yet stern.
You kind of do.
I'm going to go ahead and say Golden Girls.
Oh, fucking great.
Phenomenal.
Love
phenomenal.
Golden Girls.
Golden Girls
brilliant.
Is great.
Brilliant writing.
Lauren shits on me all the time. She thinks.
No,
she
come
thinks
on. You shit on
joke.
Her.
Well, not on purpose. Stop that.
Sean and I don't agree.
I don't agree at all.
You guys are gay and young.
I will put on Oxygen and watch the Golden Girls.
You guys
and
are
Lauren thinks
young.
That I am pulling her leg.
Too
Bro,
young.
You
can
save so
Golden
much
Girls.
Money. You don't even need like satellite TV. You can just watch basic cable.
I gotta
and get
admit,
laughs every goddamn day.
I gotta admit, the generation gap is why you don't like Golden Girls.
Sophia
yes, young,
is
old.
Amazing.
Yes.
Estelle Getty is just fantastic.
It's how a sitcom should be.
Exactly. You have the mix of everything that you need.
Every character has a purpose.
Yes.
My favorite actually was. I don't know what the fuck her name was now.
What?
Fuck.
Well, there was Blanche. There was
Blanche Devereaux.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the real names actually.
Rue McClanahan.
There was
funny. She's a slut.
There was funny old bitch. There was hoary old bitch.
Betty
there was
White.
Really old
Just the,
bitch.
The daughter. The daughter.
And then
the
there was Maud.
Dorothy.
Maud.
And then there's Maud.
What's her name?
Stan.
Stan. And then there's Maud.
What was Dorothy's real name?
B. Arthur.
She was the best. She was my favorite.
Whatever.
She actually reminded me of one of my teachers from middle school.
Really?
I mean, some of the one-liners in that show were amazing.
Drop the name, but yeah, she did look like her.
I remember when Blanche came in and said she hasn't had a date in over a week, and Estelle Getty asked if they painted the stall doors in Pizza Hut or something. Like that.
I don't even know what that means.
Jiggy Jen's
her number
say,
was on the door.
Oh.
Jiggy Jen's bringing up Saved by the
Bell and Pizza Hut.
Jiggy Jen's bringing up Saved by the Bell and Boy Meets World. Those were both fantastic.
Well,
shows.
Boy Meets World was primetime. Saved by the Bell wasn't. So I don't know if is
it was
that,
fun.
Okay, A.
Saved by the Bell was good. I will never.
No, it was primetime.
Knock Saved by the Bell. But
it was like
5 o'clock.
It was fucking Saturday morning.
Saturday morning.
No.
When
Saved by the Bell was on during when it was new. It was new episodes 5 o'clock at night.
No, those were. It was on after school.
Yes,
originally.
5 o'clock at night.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's not considered a prime time.
Why
that's not?
Not
prime time.
5 o'clock?
8 o'clock
yeah,
is prime time.
The sun was down for the most part of the year.
A couple things about Saved
so
by the Bell.
So that changes
it
what
was an overly popular,
prime time is.
It was an overly popular kid's show.
A couple of things about Saved by the Bell. First of all, the first 2 years, blue.
You're talking about the middle school years.
The original one.
Yeah, the original.
You're talking about Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And the later years, blue. So basically just the episodes in the middle.
The big the hunk in the middle.
Second of all, doesn't really hold up.
Nope.
But you know what? In a way, like I said that I don't think Married with Children holds up. Saved by the Bell, I feel a little more nostalgic while watching it rather than
nostalgically.
Do,
yes, it holds yeah. up. You're like, I yeah. remember this. Yeah. But to actually sit, if you sat down and watched a Saved by the Bell episode that you never seen for some reason, you would probably end up turning it off.
Yeah.
I used to watch that with the original Steve number one.
Mm-hmm.
And I
just
hated
he's taller,
it.
Just because he's taller.
And hated it. And hated it.
I used to watch it every morning before high school.
You know really, Sean?
What I'm talking God, is that you? What I find interesting about Saved by the Bell is if you watch it now,
yeah.
there's no way, and even if it was a kid's show then, there's no way it would be on TV now.
There's no way that you think
Saved
about anything
Bell?
Other yeah. than Screech's mushroom-shaped penis. That's,
yeah, well.
That's it.
No, I think more because like the way that they stereotype the nerd, the geek, like and the way that they present certain things. Like,
yeah.
I don't think that they would get away with that with kids' TV now.
It depends. If you have enough Jews writing a show, you can get away with anything.
Yeah.
It's true.
Enough Jews backing, enough Jews writing. You got the right balance. Jiggy Jen, who brought up Saved by the Bell, also brought up Boy Meets World.
Mm.
Now, I saw a Boy Meets World episode on Friday.
I feel bad for you.
Sean, you are manhandling your mic outside. It's bothering me.
Wow.
Yes.
Shut your mic off.
Either shut it off, either smoke or be in here. All right, which one is he? He's getting shut off. Oh, okay. Who's
okay.
that?
Okay,
that's right. Anyway, Boy Meets World. I remember watching it. I watched it pretty regularly. And I saw an episode where, what was his name? Corey?
Corey, out. Yeah.
Corey and Topanga were married.
Topanga
is hot and has big teeth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your fly's you down.
You know what?
What were you guys doing
Pull
out
it
there?
Up, and then I will turn your mic on.
Topanga grew to be a very, very attractive lady.
She was attractive before she was a lady, too.
Okay. She yeah. I'm pushing
it. She was but an attractive
they,
baby, too.
In this episode, they were married, and apparently somebody spread the rumor that she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember the show being on, A, that long, or B, getting into that deep.
Well, it was on like
Are you serious?
It was.
I watched from high school till marriage.
Yeah. They
weren't married yet.
They went from being in like elementary school
yeah.
all
oh,
the way through
I did
college.
See elementary school. You're right. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny because I guess they changed. I mean, obviously they had to have changed writers or something. Because if you watch the
nobody would be on the dreck for that long.
Yeah.
No,
if you watch those earlier episodes, there was hints of funny, but it was almost semi serious.
Yeah.
And then it went from that to just being so over the top with like really stupid jokes and
yeah.
stuff.
It was very.
I liked Boy Meets World, but
you know
the thing
I never
was
liked?
Is Fred. Ben Savage was never Fred Savage.
You know what? You know what? I was gonna segue that.
But don't segue yet. Yeah.
From Ben Savage. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Thank God. Yes. Yes.
Blunder years?
We'll get back
year.
To that.
We'll get there.
Continue.
Boy Meets World, my whole childhood. Mm-hmm. I watched it all the way through.
Yeah.
And there are moments in that show I'll never forget. It always started like a little bit funny, serious message.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ended kind of funny. Like there was one episode where they got married.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we're going to have to make compromises.
He's all oh, wait, I don't get it. They were married, but he was still living with his parents?
No, they were in,
no,
they were
no,
in college,
no, no, no.
right?
Were they, oh, they in college? Were in college.
No, yeah, there came a point where they were in college, and they were like they were roommates, I think. And then like Sean was also living with his brother.
Sean.
And
that best friend gimmick.
Jiggy Jen says they had an apartment.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
She must know the whole gimmick. She was a writer.
Oh, yeah.
I know at one point, like, Sean's brother, who just showed up midway through the show, who, like, didn't exist before that, lived
yeah.
in an apartment with the brother of Corey, and then the redhead chick lived there.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, she that was not Rachel. She randomly showed up. And when I was younger, did not find her attractive. Watched an episode recently.
Yes.
And I thought she was so hot.
I've actually jacked.
You know who
beat.
Was so hot
really?
In the sitcom?
Kidding.
Was a Small Wonder? The fucking robot chick in the closet?
Yeah.
She was
9. Fucking hot.
You
what?
Only thought she was hot
well,
because
when I was
you
9,
knew
she
you
was
could,
9 and she was hot.
You only thought she was hot because you knew you could program her to do whatever you
That's
wanted.
That's true.
I would have had her programmed
like
to blow
a,
me daily.
Exactly.
She looked like a child version of BB Newith.
Whoever
no,
that is.
Check out how hot this chick was.
But Frasier, Cheers. What the fuck's her name?
The blonde?
No.
Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie Alley. What's her name? God almighty. The wife. Frasier's wife.
Whore?
Frasier's wife.
Cunt?
Can't remember.
Hole?
I can't remember.
Bitch
what
snatch.
Anyway.
Or Steve's dream girl. Small
okay.
Now, see, when I was that age, I would have said.
All right, now bring up BB Newith.
Yeah, you know, if I was a six-year-old boy, I would fuck that.
Okay.
Exactly. Oh, man, I'm going to go tell my friends about this because I don't know what masturbation
I really
is
feel
yet.
Terrible that I can't remember what the hell her character's name is, but I remember her name.
Elaine?
No.
Judy.
Elaine?
Mariska Hargitay.
That's
ew.
Her now,
Matt?
That's ew. Her now?
Yeah, she's like 60 years old.
Ew.
It looks like an old-ass Janine Garofalo.
So in other words, Janine Garofalo.
But why can't I remember what the hell her name is?
I don't know. Ugly bitch?
Dopey whore.
I bring nothing to Meredith. The you know, fantasy label. No.
Robot bitch. That's terrible.
Lilith.
Lilith. In all caps, Clutch says Lilith.
Lilith.
Lilith. Thank you, Clutch.
Isn't that like a lesbian
because
fucking
there
festival?
Was an episode, the Lilith one where Fair? Lilith comes back.
Yes.
But yes, Matt, I'm going to agree with you. Ben Savage, never Fred Savage.
Great supporting I wasn't even going to say that because what I was going to say is that I hate the Wonder Years possibly more than any other show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hate it.
The Wonder Years was not that bad.
It was that bad. And it was another show that
LA Fred Savage in was Little Monsters.
Nope. And there was another show that Steve number one watched religiously, and every time I went over his house, I had to watch that fucking bullshit show, and I couldn't stand it.
I feel like I'm about to get upset.
The only thing I liked about Wonder Years was that
when it ended
was that the burglar from Home Alone was doing the fucking narrations.
Wait, which one?
Not Joe Pesci.
Was that really him?
David Stern?
Daniel Stern.
David Stern's a best.
Daniel Stern was the narrator.
Oh,
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Now I like the show a little more.
I got to admit, the whole
Bushwhacked was the narrator.
I got to admit, the whole TGIF lineup was pretty good too in our generation.
Well, certain
changed.
Incarnations.
Yes. Step by Step, Family Matters.
Family Matters was
I
good.
Could tolerate hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
all right.
The one you kind of just had to make it through to get to the next one. You
know the one black chick in that was
you know
pretty
what show
attractive.
Matt loved
Vanessa,
that
right?
I hated?
I'm out.
Wasn't that no, Holly Robinson? Was that? Yeah.
Full
Let's bring up Holly
fucking
Robinson,
House.
Dude.
Holly Robinson was all right.
Full House is now... Watching it, one of the most embarrassing shows
yes.
of all time, to having uh-huh. say I watched
and,
the
and it was
whole
one
thing.
Of the most successful too.
I had a crush on Stephanie.
But yeah, Jodie Sweetin's really
actually,
hot.
Who was your favorite Step by Step chick?
Addict.
You like Dana?
The blonde
I like
one.
The young sporty one.
But,
hit me.
But when she was really young, not at all. But as
when,
she grew
as she
up,
got,
yes.
she
yes.
got really
oh yeah,
she blossomed.
What happened was when she blossomed. Grew up, she surpassed the other two.
Yes,
and the one that yes. was hot originally went down the shitter.
That's the small wonder girl all grew
ugh.
Up.
Ugh. Bring up Holly Robinson.
Yeah,
who's that?
Was
that?
Hanging with
she
Mr.
was
Cooper.
She was Vanessa on Hanging with
ugh.
Mr. Cooper.
I hate that show. You know what show Matt loved that I can't stand is George Lopez. The
I
shits.
Do like that show a lot.
Oh, really?
I do like it.
Matt liked it more for the wife, but...
Oh, yeah. Constance Marie's unbelievable.
Fuck that show.
All right, so speaking of
yeah,
these things...
Yeah, she's an attractive black woman.
Yeah, that's her.
Okay, Matt, you're putting black and attractive woman in the same sentence?
For the type of chick that Darlene would hate, she's pretty hot.
If her skin was lighter, she would pretty much look like a white woman.
If her skin was lighter, Matt would fuck her.
There you go. If she was a white woman, I'd be on board.
Bleach that bitch
right, so
and send her to my quarters.
What are your guys' favorite SNL casts?
Favorite?
Guys
it's
SNL
gotta
fans?
Be
it has to be
Farley,
like the 93, 95 cast.
Anything with Farley and Spade, I'm in.
91, 93
the Farley
cast.
Spade,
I don't
Meadows,
give a shit if it's SNL,
Sandler,
if it's a movie, if it's a show.
Chris
Farley
Elliott.
And Spade together made me laugh so fucking hard.
Sally was only on one.
They were better version. Than the originals and the whole Belushi fucking era.
Chris Elliott?
Wait, did you say Sandler was only on one season?
No,
Chris
Elliott.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like a featured guy, right?
Chris Elliott.
Yeah, he was in a lot.
Featuring.
Oh, just step back, sitcoms. Chris Elliott.
Get a Life.
Get a
yes,
Life.
Yes, that show was horribly awesome.
I don't
yes,
know.
It does hold up because it was supposed to be horribly awesome.
Can you bring,
first,
I don't know what that
first
is.
First season of that, also on YouTube.
Really?
Don't need it. Got it on DVD.
Doesn't the whole series end with like a nuclear disaster?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
They have a flashback show where he falls out of a plane or something.
Yeah.
And the entire show is him falling and remembering all of the past episodes.
I was very young when that was on.
Yeah, I have Steve Googling because I have no idea what you're talking about.
I remember my parents having to console my brother. Because on one of the episodes, Chris Elliott's head came off.
Yes.
And they played soccer with it. And it took my brother out to the point that he was in tears.
That show had guts. It really did have guts. And that was like a show that you could have called like Everybody Hates.
Yeah.
That was like that kind of typical, you know, that character that nobody liked.
That epitomized the early Fox lineup.
Yeah.
Like that was one
this
of the...
song.
Yeah.
I can still see him falling.
Yep. Falling off the bike. His paper route.
Yeah. He was like a 40-year-old paper boy.
I know the song. Do you remember the show?
Do you remember the Saturday Night Live skit, Derek, that he did when he was playing a witness at the OJ thing?
And he keeps looking into the camera.
And he can't.
Boop.
Weird noises and shit. I wish Saturday Night Live was not so gay and they would let people put the fucking YouTube shit up.
Yeah.
You can find
NBC.
It.
It's NBC.
Yeah, it's horrendous. Anything is ripped down by them.
In fact, Chris Elliott's daughter is now a cast member on SNL.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah. I want to say Ashley. But
I don't even watch it anymore.
Abby Elliott.
Is she hot?
She's good looking.
Mediocre.
Because he's kind of goofy looking.
He is a goofy looking guy.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite ones, too, is when David Duchovny hosted and then did the whole fucking backwoodsy fucking little pharmacy.
Well,
fucking
it was the Beast Man. Oh, no, that one?
Yeah, when
that
when he kept murdering people.
Was that David Duchovny? Was
that's
he
Abby.
That was David Duchovny.
She's all right. Yeah, she's all right.
I like the gingers.
I wouldn't kick her out of bed.
I think her hair's dyed. But
redheads just don't do it for me.
What are you, deaf? No, I'm not deaf.
What we ordered, what we want was rolling paper, zigzags. And if we could get it sometime this century, that would be great.
Sabu?
Pretty much.
Back to Fox sitcoms, since
Fox.
Everyone remembers, the Chris Elliott one, Herman's Head.
Yes, that show was awesome.
How ridiculous was Herman's Head?
I didn't watch it.
That show was way over my head at the time.
It was
very sexual. It was all it was sexual.
It was it followed a guy named Herman, and you got to watch his life. But inside his head were all of his different characteristics and inhibitions.
Four comedians, and they were all portraying different parts of his personality.
All living in a room, and they were making his decisions and having discussions inside his head while you also got to see him living his life.
I'm pretty sure one of the voice actors for The Simpsons was...
Yeah, Lisa.
Then two, actually. Hank Azaria and... Who's it?
Baby Lisa.
Well, they all stay in the Fox family.
Food and sex.
Yes. Please.
Yes.
Focus. Look out.
Not the best opening theme.
Not really.
Hey, it's Jay.
Hank Azaria. There we go.
Time for small talk. We're late. Hey, hold on.
She's like. Heady. She's been in a lot of stuff, but like never ever really.
There's Lisa.
Here's the Smith.
And then the fat guy.
Is so sweet.
I think this woman is wearing underwear.
The fat guy that looks like Ron Bennington.
I thought he looked like Artie Lang.
Artie Lang.
You're all idiots. Let's go to work.
Shane Douglas.
Pretty much.
Morgan Freeman.
The worst.
I mean,
what other fucking show have you seen these people in since?
That fat guy was in.
Hedy has been in a lot of stuff.
I mean, like the last three people.
Fucking Hank Azaria is a legend.
Okay, yeah. I'm not talking about Hank Azaria. Thank you.
Yeardley Smith, they both make like $1 million a year on The Simpsons.
Well, the fat guy was the cook in McHale's Navy. Was that what it was called? Oh, Down Periscope.
Down Periscope.
He loved that movie.
He was the fat, yeah.
He's one of those guys that you see in everything, but you never remember his name.
There was a Band-Aid in my food yesterday, and today there was a fingernail. Sorry, the Band-Aid was holding on the fingernail.
I love that movie so much.
And then when they were going on silent mode and he farted.
two dimes and a nickel. He dropped him.
Gigi Jen brings up the Fresh Prince.
What's the only good thing
about the Fresh Prince? Shredder.
Yeah. When he got mad, you're like, oh, that's Shredder.
I was like, holy shit. That sounded like Shredder, and it is Shredder.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
The fat guy, the dad from
Carl,
Fresh Prince.
That's Shredder.
Is the voice
Uncle
of
Phil.
from the cartoons.
Uncle Phil. No. Uncle Phil. I call him Uncle Carl.
Uncle Carl.
I'm thinking of Carl Uncle Winslow. Carl.
Man, do Crank.
Wait,
crying.
Is that legit?
Do Crank, please.
Yeah. Come quickly. I need you.
That is the best.
Steve loves
it. It's
that.
A perfect Crank. I'm not going to deny it.
Let's get I can't some fucking believe that.
Yeah. What, Matt's Krang impersonation?
No, fuck that. I mean, the
I can't believe these kids.
Yeah. Shredder and fucking Uncle Phil.
Yep.
Well,
let's get into some cartoons.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to go right off the bat. South Park, hate it.
Why?
South Park, loved it when it first came out, got really tired of it. If you watch the newer episodes, it got funny again. And nobody noticed.
Yeah, well,
it's
same thing with Beavis and Butthead. First came out, loved it. Looking back, those episodes were horrible. It got really dumb. Everyone fell off the bandwagon. And then the later episodes before it shut down were hysterical, but nobody was watching.
Beavis and Butthead first came out, I hated it. Then it got worse, and I loved the original episodes.
I was
really that's how
I was a very little it. Also very little kid. Beavis and Butthead, and of course everything that happened on it, I thought was fucking tremendous.
Oh yeah,
because
yeah, we were kids.
Yeah.
We're like closed or something. Go away.
I gotta admit, the movies were better than the show. Well, the movies kind of went along with like the later episodes. Like it was that kind of humor. The animation was better. The humor was better. The writing was better.
Yeah.
It's just nobody watched the episodes before it got shit canned.
Did anybody catch the new season?
I saw one episode and it was pretty funny. The first episode was funny. The comeback episode was great. I saw the one where they tailed off. Where they wanted to be vampires because of the Twilight movie. So they went and they found a homeless guy. They wanted to be zombies or some shit. And they had the homeless guy bite them. And they ended up with hepatitis C. And they got really sick and they thought that they were turning into werewolves so they can go and get chicks. It was fucking funny.
It was great. It was.
They're sitting on the couch like dying.
I wish I never get to watch television, so it's...
If you're on the computer, I think it's on Hulu.
Oh, I will be.
It was weird. On Hulu. It was weird because the new season was just as immature, but it was a little bit smarter.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I attribute that to Mike Judge's work on King of the Hill, which is a show that I happen to love.
I really like that show.
It's funny because I never made it a point to watch that, but if it was ever on, I could watch it.
If it's on, I'll watch it.
Highly tolerable.
I will never go and find it.
Most shows that I like now, I hated in the beginning. Like South Park, I'm with you. I was a diehard fan in the beginning. Then fell off, and I just never got back into it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, back me up if you want to. Hate it if you want to.
I hated Family Guy.
Hated Family Guy. I wound up loving it.
I love Family Guy for the extreme camp. Extreme camp.
The novelty of Family Guy wears off real quick, and I think it's a good, as far as King of the Hill versus Family Guy, it's the perfect contrast when it comes to cartoons.
It's great because usually they're right after each other.
Yeah.
Like, I watch King of the Hill, Family Guy, then American Dad.
And King of the Hill, like...
American Dad, I can take or leave it. Sometimes it's funny, but...
Yeah. I've never watched that.
It's real hit or miss.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never watched it.
Personally, like, I'll say it again. I love King of the Hill.
I love King of the Hill.
I think there's points in it like, where it's just so brilliant. Like there's certain jokes that, like, it's so subtle but so funny, and it kind of catches you off guard.
The timing is very good.
Oh yeah, and again, it's another one where the characters all put, I mean, any one of them individually would fall on their face, but all put together in the scenarios that they're put in, it just makes brilliant.
Yeah. It's another show that everyone just kind of ignored. And so it got canceled, and then once it got canceled, everyone's like, "Hey, where's my King of the Hill?" So then they brought it back.
And then when it finally went off the air, what I loved is that it didn't have like a final show. The last show was just like a regular episode of King of the Hill. It just ended.
Yeah. Like when Bobby joined the track team, loved it.
Yeah.
I enjoy King of the Hill, I enjoy Family Guy, and I enjoy American Dad. That's my regular repertoire.
I don't feel Family Guy.
Repertoire.
Well, we have two
The novelty
very
of
different...
Family Guy wears off really quick.
Yeah.
Nope. I get totally excited when I see different shadowing in the back on the intro. I'm like, oh shit, new episode. I'm in.
I've been watching the new episodes, and I get a couple laughs per episode, which
I'm happy with.
That's basically all I'm interested in are the couple laughs that happen. That's it. Like when they reanimate something that already exists, I just want to see how they do it.
It's worth watching it for the couple of laughs.
Yeah, like I don't want it to be over the top. Oh my god, this is awesome! Because I got to keep up. It's got to get better every time.
But Family Guy is one of those things where it's like, if I turn on and I've seen it,
I'm shutting it off.
Yeah, you don't need to see
it. Yeah, I've already seen it.
I was never a big Family Guy fan.
I love that one where Chris gets pulled into the what's it called? The dairy department.
Oh, yeah. Hysterical. Take on me.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Absolutely brilliant. Just the way, like, why? Why would you do something like that?
There's so many times I find myself just saying, who the fuck thinks of that?
Exactly. Somebody was just, like, joking around. Like, remember that video by I'm like, oh, guess what? You know what? We're going to do it.
You know what I heard thing. Is the way that they come up with those ideas is that there's a tank of fish that push balls with random things on them.
Yeah.
I've heard that, too.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of animation
South
in general.
Park reference.
Even as a kid, I really didn't watch too many cartoons. Ninja Turtles and Thundercats and Voltron. That's like my only cartoons.
As a father now, I'm trying to have my son watch what I used to watch.
Yeah.
So Saturday.
So you're trying to influence him.
Yeah, Saturday I downloaded, I acquired DuckTales and had him watching that.
Okay.
He liked it. It, for me, like, it was okay. It's very childish.
Oh, yeah.
Darkwing Duck. It wasn't as funny as I remember, but I still liked it. Then I was like, all right, I'm going to go balls to the wall, and I downloaded Freakazoid.
Mm, okay.
Not a Freakazoid fan?
Nah.
Me neither.
Love Freakazoid. I still think it's funny. I still think it holds up.
I'm not for it or against it, but I never got into it.
It's ridiculous, and I still love it.
Clutch left to watch Game of Thrones. He can't DVR that shit.
As a kid, I watched Knight Rider. The Fall Guy, Knight Rider.
The Honeymooners.
Hated Knight Rider. Oh, yeah. God, I couldn't stand it.
Oh, I know you jokingly just said Honeymooners.
Huh?
But Steve's naming shows, Sean threw in the dig of
awesome.
You're old by saying Honeymooners. Mm-hmm. But personally, I love Honeymooners.
I watch it on demand. That's why
sure
I said
you
it.
Do. Absolutely.
You know what? I got to say this. I got to say this right now.
I got to say this, though. They ripped off the Flintstones big time.
Wow.
Oh, fuck you. I will sodomize you with my microphone.
Okay.
Say it again, then.
100% honest right here. Putting this out there. The episode with the costume contest where he tries to show up as a man from space.
Yes.
The fucking outfit that Alice is wearing, I thought was so sexy. I'm not even kidding.
They used that clip of Back to the Future. I'll have to watch it.
Not as old as Honeymooners, but still one of my all-time favorite shows of all time.
Mm-hmm.
All in the Family.
I knew this was coming.
Okay.
Got it. It still holds up.
A decent show.
It's still funny. It's still risque. They still
it's
get
actually
it.
Quite risque.
Yeah, but I mean, like, risque for the time, and even for now.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a show that also would not be on TV today.
No, absolutely mm-hmm. not.
You're allowed to say, like, darkies
can
on
I,
TV?
Can I ask what was wrong with Knight Rider?
No,
I mean, that was every, like, young kid's dream was to be Michael Knight.
No, absolutely not.
The nice car, the
good
looks.
That was basically your dream and no one else's.
Knight Rider, that was a show with Baywatch with a car, right?
Yes, yeah. Car Watch.
All right.
Baywatch cool. was going. Car Watch.
It was
Bay Rider.
I put Knight Rider right there with Walker, Texas Ranger.
Well,
Walker,
Texas Ranger.
No.
See,
no,
I can understand.
Not that bad.
You know what? I can understand, well, Derek. I can understand not liking, like, action.
Yeah, I couple that.
Masculine action fucking masculine. Shit.
Although,
yes. Hey, you bitch.
From watching Conan O'Brien, I learned that Walker, Texas Ranger has somebody on the writing team had a sense of humor, and they managed to stick in all these little, like, bizarre
nuances.
Things that would happen. Just these weird things, and, like, you wouldn't even think to do, not on the lungs of, like, a South Park or a Family Guy, where it's just completely just doesn't make sense, where you wouldn't see it. Like, there's the one episode where there's a kid on a, like, a ladder for a bookshelf in somebody's library in their house. Okay? It's only, like, 6 feet up. And the stepfather or somebody is telling him to jump, and he'll catch him. It's like a trust thing. The kid jumps off the ladder, and the father steps out of the way, and the kid lands right on the floor. Like, come on!
That's called Let's See Who's Watching.
Exactly.
And the answer is nobody.
And let's see who's
except
true.
For Conan O'Brien 10 years later.
Well, not Conan, but...
Conan's way better than anybody else. Anytime I saw Walker, Texas Ranger, it was just always Chuck Norris walking very seriously.
Yes.
And then, like, a fist coming off the side of the screen knocking somebody out.
Any show that came on after Monday Night Raw in USA was horrible.
I still haven't gotten an answer why Knight Rider sucked.
Oh, fuck off.
Just didn't like it.
Wait,
like,
again, it was like, it just wasn't interesting. Like,
it was just pure personal preference.
Yeah.
Hold on. Shows after Raw sucked. Are you telling me you didn't watch La Femme Nikita?
I was thinking the entire time. Silk as soon stockings? As somebody said Walker Texas Ranger, I was like, oh, fucking La Femme Nikita commercials galore.
Let's blow your mind, Kit from Knight Rider, the teacher from Boy Meets World.
Yeah. Mr. Feeny.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah, turn your mic off.
And the obligatory...
Just don't drop the mic anymore.
Mr. Feeny mic drop.
Fuck.
Like ever.
Damn it.
Yeah, Silk Stockings. I used to watch that, yeah.
You used to watch it because you didn't feel like getting up and changing the channel.
Pretty much.
And you were just going, why am I watching this?
I would watch it because as a kid, that was the closest I could get to porn.
Defend the Kita, by the way.
The first 5 minutes of every Silk Stockings was like borderline softcore porn.
Yeah. La Femme Nikita was based on a movie of the same title, which was excellent.
Once I discovered Skinamax, La Femme Nikita went out the window.
Skinamax.
After that, you find real porn, and then Skinamax is a distant memory.
Gonzo.
What was that show with the He-Man chick?
What the fuck
was her name?
She-Ra?
No.
Oh,
with the dark hair. The chick with the dark hair.
Yeah.
She had the nip slip for a while.
Ooh, it was like Hercules's. Yeah.
Xena Warrior Princess.
Xena.
Yes.
Oh.
Her fucking tits are nice.
Nice and fake.
Okay. Okay. Jiggy Jim may have learned to masturbate to Silk Stockings.
It's possible.
You could probably learn a lot from that show.
True.
Wow.
Like how not to write a show.
Wow. I did like the theme music.
I'm uncomfortable.
Ooh, USA TV show.
Give me some Silk Stockings.
I need to go. Anybody see Weird Science, TV show?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Wow. I used to, when I was sick, I would watch Moonlighting. That's a true story.
There's a jet ski.
Yeah.
There's polo.
Come on.
There's a beautiful beach.
Now that you play this, you gotta play.
There's guns. There's sex. There's briefcases.
I wonder how many of these themes I recorded in the past because it was after Raw.
Absolutely.
See, even this intro, if I was a kid, I'd already have a boner.
Oh, yeah.
Really? I'd be done by now.
There's a chick.
It's all over.
There's a chick in panties right now. Just walking.
And you get the wailing.
I would always
guitar
get right to this part and go, oh, I turn this off. My
Silk
mom.
You know what you got to play now after this?
What are you watching up there?
Yeah.
Raw's over.
It's not porn. Oh, I'm good. At least you're not watching Silk Stockings.
I was just putting on Nick and Night, Ma. I was putting on Taxi.
Can't hear you. I'm sleeping.
You got to put on Thunder and Paradise.
Now there's a girl just tossing and turning for no reason.
I can't. Everything I'm thinking of, La Femme Nikita, Thunder in Paradise. Can't.
Oh, God.
Thunder in Paradise is opening. Paradise. Awesome.
Loved it.
Where are we going with this show?
And like, the A-Team opening was fucking awesome, too, by the way.
Okay, get off the fucking, 60s shows.
60s? They didn't even have cameras back
then. What was the other one? There was another one like Thunder in Paradise.
My only memory of Thunder in Paradise was Brutus Beefcake and Jim Neidhart arm wrestling on a beach with Jimmy Hart there.
Yes.
That was the only one I watched because they hyped the hell out of it that they were going to be on it.
Oh, you know what I watch all the time, too, that has an awesome intro is Highlander.
Highlander?
Okay. Look at Hulk Hogan's dramatic
good
run
music
with the plane blowing up behind him.
I'm
what was
up,
the
brother.
Other Thunder in Paradise type show?
Wasn't he like part dolphin or something stupid?
What?
I just got to put this out there. For those who don't know, Thunder in Paradise was a very, very short-lived Hulk Hogan TV show.
Yeah.
When after he left the WWF and before he went to WCW, he had an action TV show where he had a boat, a speedboat named Thunder. And he had a partner and they fought crime or some bullshit.
In the town of Paradise.
In the town of Paradise.
And who was the recurring villain on the show?
Macho Man.
Sting.
And they always wore the dress coats with the solid solid undershirts with the sleeves rolled up, 80s style.
Oh, yes.
Loved it.
Thunder in Paradise.
I think there was a Thunder in Paradise movie.
Can you just play the intro to Knight Rider for me, please? Because we're all going to get boners from
it. Can you make him happy to shut them the fuck up?
Yeah.
Damn it. Doesn't shut up. A fucking Knight Rider.
Yes. I also remember something from Thunder in Paradise. Just came back to me.
What's on the screen?
That's not it. What the fuck is this?
It's the theme. Sorry.
They were in an
just
underwater
go to the,
cave in Thunder in Paradise.
Do you really have to watch it?
I want to see the car driving and stuff.
I'm
that's what makes
you
it all.
Awesome.
I
want to see the
here,
car driving.
Okay, Steve said he wanted to see the car driving, so Derek minimized the YouTube link and just dragged the window back and forth and making car noises.
Michael, how is this not pump you to watch the show?
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
So anyway, I was watching episode of Thunder in Paradise.
This pumps me to go get a sandwich and
pretty
show
much.
The TV.
They're going through an
Kev, I'd love to hear
cave.
Your story, but people won't shut the fuck up.
They're going through an underwater cave, and the way they survived, they didn't have scuba gear. They didn't have it. The way they breathed was through a bag that they brought underwater that was filled with air, and they would open up the bag, put their heads in it, breathe, and then go back out and keep swimming.
Fun fact, it's actually possible.
That's actually a good way to die.
You breathe in 21% oxygen. You only use 4%. Fun little fact for you.
Well, I wouldn't say it was fun.
I could say you could put it in your pocket, save it for a day.
Save it for a day.
Because one day that's going to come up.
That's not the only thing.
Put that one in your back pocket and save it for a rainy day.
So what you how about movies? Do you guys have a number one all-time fave?
Howard the Duck.
You fucking lie.
Troll 2.
Wow. Ernest Scared Stupid.
Yes. Ernest Goes to Camp.
Transformers. Ernest Goes to Jail.
We need to just put Ernest away.
Name this
away.
Theme.
Oh, that's the closing theme. We need to put Ernest away for another show and just talk about Ernest.
I'm in.
By the way, my favorite movie is Saving Private Ryan.
Great, nobody gives a shit.
Which, by the way, the Ernest TV show, funny as hell.
There was a TV
show. Yes, there was.
Hey, Vern, it's Ernest.
Hey, Vern, it's Ernest.
Is that where it came from?
Save it.
No,
save
it was after he...
Save it. Yeah. I'm in for next
week. You know
what
was funny, too? His funeral.
Yeah, wow.
One
other thing. Jiggy Jen brings up Punky Brewster.
Watch
that. Huge tits that were unfortunately mutilated.
Don't know what that is.
Wait, she got hit by a fucking bus?
Cancer?
Got a breast reduction.
Oh.
Removing her massive breasts.
Why isn't Jiggy Jen allowed to watch Saving Private Ryan? Because Matt Damon's in it?
Matt Damon. Never saw Saving Private Ryan.
Really? You're gay.
Derek? I've never seen
that
it.
That is the one movie that like vets had to leave the theater because they had flashbacks.
It's so realistic. It's a commitment that's
worth
it.
Sure was. Not interested in it.
Yeah, I wasn't interested in it either.
Is it
because
the Jew
fucking
directed
it?
No, I don't even know who directed it.
Spielberg and Hanks together.
Didn't know.
Was your uncle in the operating room when Soleil Frye got her breast reduced?
Derek, I've never seen Private Ryan either. Don't feel bad. Not interested.
No, just not interested. Not a big action guy.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if you can tell.
I did see the one where they're on the beach and everyone gets massacred. After that, I was like,
You know what? It was no Turner and Hooch, but I guess it was all right.
Oh, you dick. Awesome movie.
I did see Glory.
Speaking of, my men need shoes.
I saw Glory. It started with a toe tapping under the wall in the urinal.
You know what another good movie is? Underrated?
It was Glory Hole.
Canine with Jim Belushi.
Oh my God.
That was a good movie.
But that's just such a random reference.
Well, he said Turner and Hooch and reminded me of dogs.
You're the fucking worst.
And with that...
Speaking of movies that don't hold up and cartoons, All Dogs Go to Heaven. Stinks
yes,
on ice.
It does stink.
Stinks on fucking ice.
Didn't that come out the same year as, or maybe a couple years later, Fievel came out? Fievel Goes West.
Fievel?
Great, now Steve has a boner.
Speaking of porno...
Okay, I'm uncomfortable next to you now.
Boner time.
Boner time. Stop pointing at me.
All right, so anyway, we are the Aristocrats. We are leaving. We will be back here next Sunday.
Thanks for having us.
7 p.m. You can listen to us live. If you download the show, great. If you want to listen live, Sunday, cweradio.com. Thank you very much for having us, cweradio.com, Clutch and the gang.
On cweradio.com.
On cweradio.com. I'm going to say it one more time.
cweradio.com.
CWE.
And if you don't
CWE radio.
If you don't want to download
live
or listen live, then go fuck yourself.
Then you're probably not listening to this.
Can we stretch this out longer so Matt misses the pay-per-view, please?
Wow. Steve, I don't want to sit next to you and your boner any longer.
Dance off, dance off. I can talk about Jodie Sweetin and her big fake tits.
At Corey Havoc on Twitter.
Next week, we should just open with TV shows.
At Nicky Oceans on Twitter.
At the iBang.
Bobcat Goldthwait on Mask Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. He's going to Bobcat.
You're going there?
I'll be there. I got tickets.
I've been listening to him doing the podcast rounds.
Yeah.
And same stories every time.
Kind of like us. Wrestling and shit.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We'll see you next week.
All right, bye. Wait, hang on. You guys just thank me for saving the show, by the way.
Thanks.
Fuck off.
Thank you, Steve, for not talking during the segment that you're an expert on. That being wrestling.
Say expert?
Yeah!